Blog Talk Radio.
Let's drop that old one that we used to do back in the day.
Yeah, honey.
Mike Q.
Thank you.
to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit.
Mike Hughes.
Let that drip. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this.
Thank you. Get up!
Get your house on, children, it's time to clap.
Get up!
Get your house on, children, it's time to jack.
Get up!
Get your house on, children, it's time to stomp.
Get up!
Get your house on, children, it's time to work.
You Are a Ball, Saturday, November 30th, presented by Abounding Prosperity, along with the icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, and the Gulf Coast Prince, Kendall Escada. Grand prize, $1,500, open to all realness, with the look and attitude of a celebrity. Mini grand, open to all sex sirens, for $500. Open to all best dress, $500. Open to all runway, $500. And performance blitz for $250. That's the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, Saturday, November 30th in Dallas, Texas. The location, Fiesta Event Center, 704 South Walton Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Doors open at 7, LSS, at 8 p.m. Your commentator, the icon, Jack Mizrahi. Admission, $30. Tables, $100 before November 15th, $150 afterwards. There will be HIV testing at the event center and free admission for those that get tested. Again, the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, presented by Abounding Prosperity, the icon Larry Ebony, and Prince Kendall Escada. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for November 30th. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball. Get ready, Hollywood, Florida. Sierra Mizrahi presents An African Affair Ball, November 15th. Grand prize, open to all tag team fates for $1,000. Your Highness, tonight we want to see royalty, a history lesson in Egypt. Grand prize number two, Miss Universe, best gown presentation for $500. Mini Grand number 1, open to all, Team Realness, for 250, Battle of the Dynasty. Mini Grand number 2, open to all, Tag Team Runway, 250, The Mummy. Grand Prize number 3, Butch Queen Vogue Femme, Soft and Cunt versus Dramatics, for $250, plus a $10 pop. That's the African Affair Ball, presented by Sierra Mizrahi. November 15th. Location, Hollywood JC. 2930 Hollywood Boulevard. Doors open at 8 p.m. LSS at 9. Admission, $30 all night. VIP tables, $100. Your MC, Greg Lavin. Your DJ, King Jubilee. For more information, contact Sierra Mizrahi on Facebook or visit the event page, November 15th, An African Affair.
Welcome to Trash Talk Tuesdays. Tonight we will be talking about different topics and it's going to be a kiki. I have topics that I want to talk about as far as Tamar's new Whack Ass video and much, much more. So, without further ado, I would like to bring on my co-host, which will be... the regular cast, yeah.
Hello, mother.
Jason, Calvin, J-Rock, Dick.
No, Calvin's not with us. He's boo-loving tonight.
So it's
J-Rock, Shamika, and I'm sure Dick will be. And I'm sure Dick will be joining us.
Am I on?
You're on.
Lovely. You're on, sweetie.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, lovely. Where's Dick? He's posting stuff in the room. What the fuck?
Okay, he's pressing 1, and now Dick is here.
What's good, what's good?
And now Dick is here.
Hello, Dick. The Dick what's is good? Here. I don't know, you know, why the girls can't take Dick. I thought the queens loved Dick.
You know, normally most of the time, whatever they say, how much they love it, when they get it, they start running around the room.
Right, basically.
Stop sucking dick.
Stop sucking. Yeah.
Well, Mark, I live for the throwback intro.
I live for the throwback intro, too. I think I'm going to keep it forever. It's just so current.
Stay in one spot.
No, okay, so I have a topic which I, you know, thought about the other day when I seen the video of the ball. I think it was a fashion category, urban streetwear was posted on one of these blogs, I truly believe Caesar did it to get more views. But the way the queens look, they look like real. I thought, you know, when you walk like a fashion category like urban, you're supposed to be regular, not so queeny, not so gay.
Oh, London, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the one when they said they had fake bags and shit?
Yeah, fake Gucci, fake Louis.
Okay,
okay.
Okay,
can someone find that article for me, please?
It was posted on one of these. I remember Buffett.com. I have a topic. You know, when is being, when, you know, I don't know. I knew how to put it, but I forgot. When does it become, you know, acting too gay? Like, what is too gay to you guys?
When you're born.
When you're,
when
born,
you're born, you're gay? Babies are gay. So babies are gay now.
When does it be too gay? I mean, all this shit is gay. I mean, it's just not, I mean, this new generation ain't built for it.
I don't understand what too gay means, because my thing is, that's just like when people be like, oh, I'm looking for somebody masculine. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck that supposed to mean? Like, what is too gay?
Right, and you know how some, you know, some fish, they would say, oh, he acts so gay, he's too gay. What makes him too gay? Is he too flamboyant?
Oh, maybe
that means, you know,
flamboyant. That's what I was thinking. But they have women who are too flamboyant.
Right.
To me, too gay is when you're in an inappropriate place. There's a time and a place for everything.
For everything.
Right.
Right.
So, like, if you're riding on the bus and you're queening out like you're in your living room, that's too gay.
Okay, I can agree.
So, like, when you're on the train and you start voguing and your girlfriends are clapping for you, that's too gay.
That's too gay.
And you're in butch queen form. That's too gay. That's too gay for me too. Any callers who have anything to say about being too gay or what their take on, you know, too gay is?
Feel free to call in. Okay, well, we do have a private caller, so let's see what they have to say. Hello, caller.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
You're live.
Hey, that's
okay.
Hello, is this thing on?
It was. 973-573.
973-573. Hey, what's up? I think it's too gay when people cut up at a funeral.
Ooh. Oh. That's over the top gay, yeah.
Especially when the family don't know about the person that died.
Oh, gosh. And imagine if, you know, all her queen friends is on one side and her real family was on the other side. It would be so much shade.
Ooh. Thank you, Carla.
I remember what Holiday Hart did at his lover's funeral. That shit was hilarious.
Oh, that's too
gay.
Okay,
she
we have an.
She ate it for me, though.
We have another caller. Private caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, I like to make a comment on something that's too gay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Andre Mizrahi's Little Richard Closet. That is too gay.
That closet was too gay for you?
That closet is too gay for me and all the 100 Mizrahis that live with them.
I don't think you have closets in the studio, Andre.
I'm sorry?
That was a studio bedroom, sweetie. It was all around the bedroom. There was no closet.
So if it was a studio, then we had arrested a 99 Mizrahi sleep.
In between those rocks somewhere.
I like how you just put it in, boys, baby.
You
already tried.
Oh, no.
But his closet didn't give y'all Dorian Corey tees, like from Paris and Vine. Like, remember how his shit was just everywhere? Just like.
Yeah, his house looked a little bit, it was a bit cluttered.
Yeah, it was. It was definitely a hoarding type thing.
And her little cat.
So how did they find that dead man in there if they had all that shit in there?
That's why they couldn't find him until a couple of years after, probably 10 years, right? Shit.
Yeah.
So much
talking about? How do you still live
him? Do you think it's disrespectful to come to someone's funeral and drag?
Oh. Oh.
Especially if you're hard, like.
Well, if the funeral's added,
if that person knew you in that state, I feel like it is respectful because they knew you like that. Like, you know, I don't see why.
Right.
It probably be offensive to others, and they probably be like, oh, he wrong for that. But, you know, like, if that person knew you as Kiki with the wig on, then you'd be Kiki with the wig on.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm on a fence because I guess it depends on the person's family. Because I know that if it was my family and it was my funeral, they're going to ask you to leave.
Ooh. Yeah, they're gonna probably not kindly.
But everyone should have the right to pay their condolences. I feel like some family go too far. They're not really like queening out, going crazy. I feel like you should just let them be.
Okay, we have another caller. 313-523. Okay.
Come on, callers.
If you're pressing 1 and you don't have anything to say, can you kindly press 1 again and take your hand down? Because if I come to you and you have nothing to say, you know what will happen. Okay, we have another private caller.
Hello?
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 Yeah, I want to tell you what's disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
All that tangerine orange foundation that Mike had on it. I got one more thing that was disrespectful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Michelle ain't seen the wrong forehead.
Oh, no.
Wait, I missed it. What happened?
So you're saying her forehead is too gay?
Yes.
I don't think her forehead is a bit masculine. It's not flamboyant.
And all the girls are cunts.
Gay.
Okay.
But wait, did y'all see that picture that Steve Harvey put up, Erica? At the ball, and was like, she was over this and the other. Oh, my motherfucking
God.
She deserved that chop. She gave me Woodstock tees right on the tip of that motherfucking doghouse, just standing there. Woo, woo, woo. She looked just like Woodstock.
I hated her look.
Well, what I think is disrespectful, because I didn't hear the show last night, so I don't know if y'all got into it. What's up with the girl with the coke left in her nose?
Yesterday, Maya.
I didn't see that.
They must have took the picture down, right?
I don't know. I know they took the picture, and I'm looking like,
oh, so
is that
Maya Finch? What was she? What house was this child in? I knew she was. Was she a Miss Rahi? No.
The gag is she was the only one that was
caught
with
her. They didn't say Miss Rahi. They said Maya something.
Ooh.
Wasn't Miss Rahi.
It's Maya Finch. Yeah, she did have coke up her nose and a pig.
It should be Maya Finch
because
it's just
that nose
all wrong.
She had just put a little press powder on it and it went the wrong way. Don't read her like that.
And that's what I said. That's what I kept saying.
The press powder is in
the rim
of your nose? Are you serious? What type of press powder is that?
Well, white. I thought she was drunk.
But it's white. That's a highlight, and you wouldn't put that in that area.
I know. I was saying she was drunk, and she accidentally put clown white on her mustache area, and it got in her nose.
Oh,
I was trying to get a girl to put that in that
area. You tried
you
that.
You girl.
Somebody else posted. That's why you should only go sniff with the girl with your friends. Only go in the bathroom with your friends.
Other girls standing in the line.
Let me tell y'all something. You know what I do? If you're my friend and I say you're my friend or you're my family or whatever, I check my friends' noses because I don't do lines.
Uh-huh.
So when you're getting ready to take a picture or you're going out and stuff, I know it's funny, but I'm that person that everybody's going to say, J-Rock, be
that
my
was
friend.
That's the point I'm saying.
Because
I
check everybody's noses. When I walk by, I be like, bitch, hold on. Ask anybody that worked behind the bar, though, J-Rock, come back and say, wet this paper towel for me, please. And then I'll go back and I'll say, wipe your nose, wipe your nose, wipe your nose. But I'll never tell.
That don't, I mean, when you say wipe your nose, that don't mean nothing or whatever from the it's constantly snot running down your damn chin because your damn nose won't stop running. So one way or another, you're going to give up the secret.
I'm not saying wipe your nose because of snot. I'm saying wipe your nose because I see snow.
I'm not telling a bitch nothing.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I'm
one way or another, you're
going to give
up the secret.
Hey, girl.
Right.
Hey, girl. You look cute. Hey. I'm not telling a bitch nothing.
I can't let my friends and people walk around with snow just right there in their nose, and they about to go walk a category, either about to take a picture with ballroom throwbacks or whatever, and then next thing you know, they just sitting there.
Why would
Danielle
walk around with that white dress on?
Oh.
Right.
Clam chowder.
She should
wear
a patch over her eye or something, child.
Well, but I don't know nothing about that.
What's wrong with her eye? Is it like a cataract? It's just lazy, right?
No. I think it just gave up. It gave up on life.
It's kind of like a pistol.
Cool,
but she raised her down. I love her deal. Other than that, I find her really attractive, but her body is off. It's all wrong.
Yeah, her body is all wrong. She's tight, but her body is just...
Yeah, she is a pretty lady.
Yeah.
She was the cunt Gregory, Gina Gaskell.
Right, but did you guys see Tamar's late video?
Oh, she's upset about it. She's fussing with the directors on Twitter.
Child, what else about Tamar was on time?
Exactly.
She's late, but I think it was better than Milan's video, but...
I haven't seen Milan's video. Who did it? Who directed it?
Milan said he's been getting rave reviews on MTV and VH1.
I'm not sure. Yeah, MTV, VH1. Child, I looked at that shit. Child.
Wait, MTV still shows videos?
You can make your own little account, and that shit is not MTV worthy.
So you
sorry,
can put videos on MTV by making an account?
It says on the right-hand upper corner, are you an artist? Claim your page. And that's exactly what this black bitch did, trying to act like MTV to make this video world round.
So you're telling me we're about to start seeing Vogue videos on MTV?
No, only on the website. That's about it.
His pussy tastes like Coca-Cola.
Right. Shit. You know, let's make a song and just make a page on MTV and say MTV is sponsoring us. And, we're doing it big. We're coming out, you know, January 2014. Check this out. Show.
Yes. And we're going to get Caesar to direct the video.
Let's also pay someone's bill until you find out what's really cheating. You back up with your porch first.
Right.
Yeah, the thing about that
Caesar, I'll definitely get Caesar to do the video. Because he knows how to get his views, right, Caesar? He gets those views.
I'll be doing it.
I forgot what I was about to say. Any topics you guys wanted to bring to the table?
Who watched TLC? Or did y'all already talk about that last night?
I finally watched it.
I'm not sure why everybody's going off on Little Mama. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why is everybody like...
It's nothing to go off on to me. I think she played up on
it.
I know
she
did a phenomenal job.
She's strong in the face and all that kind of stuff, but she still, I think she did a good job.
She did a phenomenal job.
And when it
job.
Came to the photo op, I felt like she stood out. She was sitting. Tokyo Styles hooked her up.
Right.
The only thing I didn't like about Lil Mama is the No Scrubs video, because they had her face like right in the camera, and it was like there was no hiding the manly feature.
Yeah. that structure is just so wrong. It's just wrong.
That's the only thing that differentiates her and Left Eye to me is because she has such strong bone structure.
Right.
And Lisa
right.
had.
The only thing I guess I can say is now that I've watched it, I can see why a lot of people are upset or angry with Pebbles.
Oh, right.
But,
mm-hmm.
but
who
they,
didn't know this? Like, I'm
right.
20 and I knew about Pebbles ordeal. Like, I knew about
yeah,
how
I knew.
L.A. Reid, and I knew about, like, how, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they don't keep up with
She
time,
got
with
them,
dogs.
Though.
You're late.
Imagine. Ooh. Imagine you win a category for $1,000 and they say you get $25 a week.
No,
you
but it's
like,
much
what?
Worse. She was making millions and giving them. That's the
bitch.
Fucking I'm talking about.
Do y'all think Pebbles is even bothered by that? Because I remember they put up a post talking about Pebbles has lost all her Twitter friends. Because I don't think Pebbles really cares. She's rich.
Pebbles
yeah, she
only got 103 Twitter friends. What is she?
Right.
She's rich, all right.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
she's rich
off forever. She had that baby with Ellie Reid. But I think it was more than Pebbles. Pebbles was the main person, but I'm sure Ellie Reid knew all about this, and I'm sure
I think he. I honestly
this.
Believe he was teaching her everything that she did.
She
was the master. He was the mastermind behind her.
Behind her, right. He taught her everything she knew, so I'm sure he's done that to a lot of other people. Didn't he ruin a lot of other people's careers?
Tony Braxton.
Don't talk to him. Exactly, and she had to sell her Grammys, then get it back, and all that dumb shit. Too much.
I just
yeah,
think it's
that
funny
was
how
a
they.
Lot.
I just think it's funny how they went to L.A. and said we don't want to work with her no more, and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, that's her husband. It's not
I'm
like y'all.
Yeah. How do you go to someone's husband and say, you know, we don't want to work with your wife no more? Did they make an offer to him?
Who is Seth Norton or sniffing?
Come on.
Somebody is doing lives on the phone.
Inspired by Maya Finch?
Sounds like they're doing it out of foil.
Wrapping paper. But Shekina, if you want to call your girlfriend who got knocked at the HIV awareness ball, you can definitely call in. Miss Kima Mizrahi.
Don't tell me she's one of the miserable boys, okay?
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Maybe Kai and Pebble should get together. They
say And what did Pebbles tell that girl? What did she tell Chili? Does it bother you that I wear diamonds and carry Chanel bags? I was like, that's...
Right?
Wait, I feel like she was kind of insecure when it came to Chili because she told her all type of stuff. People don't like loose women. Oh, she was going too far. Bitch. She wanted her out the group. She couldn't stand Chili.
You know why,
right?
though?
Chili was like, what?
Chili was beautiful.
No. You know why? Her husband said... Yeah, you the crazy one and blah, blah, blah. You bring the, you know, the hip-hop. You the funky one and stuff like that with your own swag. And he said, then you the sexy one, the R&B. And I think Pebbles was like, bitch. No, ma'am, bitch. She said,
but
does it bother you that I wear diamonds and carry Chanel bags? Who the fuck, bitch, I don't give a fuck about your Chanel bag. I ain't got one. Bitch, can I borrow your Chanel bag?
Yeah, but little mama, she was a key in the movie. She was a key. She kept saying, we broke. We can't do shit.
But Left Eye always act like this, always say this.
But bitch, that made me go rewind that interview. I think everybody went back and looked at that 1996 interview, and I said, bitch, why didn't I remember that? And sure enough, they had just, it was kind of like they were just like, well, fuck it. Let's just say it.
That's all, yeah.
Shekina, girl, I was not coming to you kindly. I
asked
your
Lord.
Girlfriend wanted to come on the line to explain her getting knocked at the ball, girl.
She always takes offense to a lot of things you post in the room if it's related to her or gay women. She go in and it's really not necessary. Like,
really not.
Because when we were talking about Kai one day or something like that, we were trying to, and I said, well, I want to find out all the Dyke expenses, like what she's spending money on. So they asked her, and she was like, I go shopping. I shop. I was like, oh, shit, you fucking crazy.
Sometimes you just be like, girl, who asked you?
Well, somebody tagged her.
How about Calvin's friend who wanted the heart transplant? You know, Calvin came advertising trying to get, money.
The girl stole the coins, baby.
Right. And imagine if some of the girls really took their money and gave when Calvin really protested for this bitch. And now she has nothing.
How about that?
That's fucked up.
How you scam on a heart transplant?
Right.
But the one who was really going in, Kelvin was just trying to help his friend. He didn't know about what scam it was.
Yeah,
Angel was coming down kind of hard on him, but that shit was funny at the same time.
Yes, when Jason and him was going back and forth.
Mm.
I got a question. If Obamacare don't work, do you think the girls will start APing surgeries and APing because they don't have no insurance? Can you AP a surgery?
Can you
AP healthcare?
What the hell is AP?
Approval.
Oh,
never mind.
I know the girls AP. They AP titties. That's too far from the other one. Some bitches' titties need braces because they're kind of far apart.
But you know what they say? Parallel lines will never meet.
And they shall never.
Oh, my goodness.
No, but that's some shit. You know, I really feel sorry for the child with the heart transplant. I hope it's not him that's, you know, taking the money and trying to act like someone else did. But, you know, I feel sorry for him.
Yeah, it's not a good situation. When it comes to someone's health, you know, that's low.
Did you guys see that video of the queen, you know, the stop sucking dick queen?
Yes, I love Auntie Brown.
She said, fuck the AIDS walk. Maybe we should have a crackhead walk, a homeless walk, a food stamp walk. She's a king.
I don't have a job walk.
Right. Do you guys think we should have different walks like that?
I think her main goal was to say we should support everything, not the major things. We should support every little thing that's happening in the world. I think that's what she was trying to say. But in all the way.
Right, and I truly agree with her. I truly agree with her. I think we should have a moan walk.
But you know those pageant queens are after her.
I know she
deleted like 2 times. She has like 3 Facebooks now. Raquel Payne, Samantha Fox are after her, talking about they're going to sue her. What's her name? But I can't think of the club. Some gay pride club, something happened, and they try to ban her, all type of crap.
She's a key, but she looks fair. I've seen her full body. She looks fair. But besides the full body, I think she's a key.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I laugh at most of her videos. Did you guys see any of her videos, Dick, Jason, J-Rock?
No.
Whose video?
I don't know.
Mercedes Monstar.
Right.
The one who made the stop sucking dick video.
Her name is Antron Jamel Robert.
She had to change it because they kept on, that's one of her pages. She had to change it because they kept reporting on her. Oh, yeah, she's hilarious.
I want to get her on the line.
So now there's a Stop Sucking Dick campaign?
There's a Stop Sucking Dick walk, December.
Oh my God! Reading Rainbow Nisha has my auntie that has her Mercedes Iman Star. It's her back. It's his background on his
Come
page. Oh my fucking God! Go
Rainbow
see
Nisha.
It. Oh my God!
I don't like that bitch.
Ooh, I don't see her. I don't like that bitch. I like Rainbow. Never did anything to me. She's a key.
She's a dick. Oh, and Naomi portraying the legends and icons of Vogue. That was a cute video. No?
I need to start watching more videos on Facebook, I guess.
It was a YouTube video.
Okay.
She did Mika, Shania,
oh, yeah.
Ashley.
I didn't get to watch it. She laughed the hardest when she did Ashley Icon, though. Yeah, she murdered Ashley. She did, too. It was cute. So she was imitating the legends? Yeah, and she was on point, all of them, yeah. I need to look at that. I keep meaning to look at that, but I keep forgetting. I'm going to have to see it. Yeah. So, wait,
Trayvon still has a computer?
Oh, shit. Oh,
Trayvon Bryant?
Oh, God.
Is he back?
I think
there has to be more than one person. Like,
yeah, welcome back, Trayvon.
Right, welcome back, Riri.
Welcome back, dumb bitch.
Ooh. Which are stupid. No, but, yeah, when I bring up topics, they go nowhere, nowhere. No way. Do we have any more callers, Jason?
Nope. None at all.
Oh, I guess they don't think nothing's too gay then. I thought they were still on.
Right. Maybe they're insecure about themselves.
I'm so tired of this one not meant to society. It's draining.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
I'm tired of
Minister
Society.
Okay.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
I didn't even know. Oh, Minister Society? Yeah, No, I just want to meet Pebbles in person.
What do you want to do when you meet her?
Right.
Just shake her hand.
You want to give it a Ike Turner?
No, I'm just going to shake her hand and tell that bitch that she know how to play the game. That was a pimp.
Played a game with three teenage girls, yeah. She ate that.
Okay.
Dick, you're back.
And brought them all raffled.
But y'all know, oh, bitch.
Hey,
oh, my God, they're really praising Milan. Did you see these comments under what Milan posted about his official music video? And Chris Little Glover said the fact that you made it to
what does everybody have against
a crab or girlfriend thing is still Milan. I congratulate
it's nothing that,
your career
you know,
going in the direction that you wanted to go with your vision, and a lot of artists that you have been that have been out can't even get that. But I don't like the song, but I will continue to give you props because you are becoming mainstream and getting yourself out there to be a star that you want to be. Okay.
Right, and Dick, to answer your question, there's nothing that, you know, I'm speaking for me personally. My problem I have with Milan is he, you know, puts himself up to be something that he's totally not. He's not as fab as he, you know, says he is. It's okay to have confidence in yourself and in your, you know, your projects or your music or whatever, but, you know, don't make it seem like you're the fabest thing in the world when you're really not.
I think that's his whole agenda, fake it till you make it.
Well, I mean, basically, to be honest with you, I think that's what the ballroom scene is about, pretending to be something that you're not.
Yeah, it is, but don't lie about certain things. Don't lie and say MTV, you know, is opening a page for you and stuff like that. When you go to the main MTV page and you see a whole bunch of artists that we know, like Azealia Banks, and, you know, different people, you have to continue to scroll down. You still don't see Milan Christopher. You have to go back to Ballroom Official Radio and click on the link he gave us because he's nowhere to be found.
Dick, when it's been proven time and time again that magazine covers and magazines that you say you've modeled for you've been proven that you weren't on those covers. It's been proven that it was a Photoshop. It's been proven when things that you say have been proven to be wrong time and time again, it's like the little boy that cries wolf. After a while, people are just going to pay you. I mean, I think he's a key. I don't actually, yeah. I mean, me personally, I don't have anything against him. I just think he's a key. Yeah. But it's just like, I mean, sometimes he can just be a little, sometimes it's like you never see him and Janice in the room at the same time. And it's just like when he takes a break, she's there. When she's there, he's not there. So it's just like, really, do you two just call each other and say, bitch, today I'm going to drain the room. Tomorrow you can drain the room. And it just goes back and forth. So after a while, it's just be like, okay, girl, what you going to put on the wall today?
I need those pictures and a Janet Jackson thing, the pictures for every comment. I mean, it's real draining.
Right, she's supposed to be Janet.
She started a trend, like the way this like the way this show is set up.
Yeah, a lot of people doing it now.
What were you saying, Dick?
She started a trend, like the way this show is set up. She started that kind of trend.
She started what trend?
What type of trend?
Posting them pictures all like that, all them damn pictures.
Under the comments.
Oh, Janice, yeah, I guess.
What trend did she start in the ballroom?
Her Vogue.
Yeah.
Is it the same one? Am I coming in clear?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
No, but so you've been giving Milan props, so do you really like the video? Dave?
Preferably, I applaud anybody who's doing anything outside of in the scene and outside of it as well, or whatever, something productive outside of running in and out of people's stores, putting shit in their pocketbook, and signing other people's name.
But she's done it in the past. She's just gotten to a place where, you know, she's gotten her sugar daddy.
Anybody who's willing to do something better with their self or whatever, I applaud it.
Okay, I respect that.
Everybody has a history. Everybody has a past. I even have one. So, you know what I'm saying? Any time that you can stop doing anything that's negative and start doing something positive, it is to be rewarded.
I respect that.
Okay, we have a caller. 857-272. Hello.
What is going on with these callers? 857-272, you're live on the air.
Well, since retarded people can't answer the phone.
Right, basically.
Like something that comes.
If I'm silent for 1 second, y'all hold on 1 second. I'm picking up something. I'm at somebody else's house. 1 second.
Tell that dog to shut the fuck up.
That used to be J-Rock dog till he threw it in the ditch.
J-Rock, where's your dog? The last
show, that dog went into the bayou, and I haven't seen it since.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Swing low, sweet chill.
Okay, I'm back.
Mother got ate by the alligator.
Remember, Queenie.
Queenie.
Oh, my God. She's away from my child. Out of my child.
Totally.
My brother put on his timeline, somebody mama going to beat their kids out of drag this Halloween.
Oh, no.
So what are y'all dressing up for as Halloween?
I'm gonna be a turtle. That was so stupid.
Who are y'all dressing up as for Halloween?
Either a turtle or a frog.
Well, originally I had decided I was going to be Millie for Halloween.
How
do
you
know? Nelly? Yes, Millie from Scandal.
Oh,
I never really participated in that,
Nelly,
so
like,
I don't think I'll be dressing up as anything.
Why?
And so now I'm going to be the Mad Hatter for Halloween.
Oh, that's so cute. Are you going to do the whole makeup thing?
Uh-huh.
But my thing is, how did you think you were going to pull off Millie?
How hard it will it be to get a presidential looking outfit, a nice wig, a pair of pearls, and a presidential pen, or be pregnant.
Baby, you don't look nothing like a woman.
Okay, you don't look nothing like a butch. You don't look nothing like Trey, but you got tens.
Oh, Oh, mercy. He's coming.
Next.
He is coming.
Give it to your girlfriend. Give it to your girlfriend.
You
see, this is where I get lost.
What is all of that noise?
I don't know.
Oh, what y'all doing? What's that noise? Y'all getting into Kitty Cadillac?
No, I had to make a run real quick, but now I'm back. Now I'm back in business. All right.
So what you went to go? That was pretty quick. What you went to go pick up, Dick?
A tray.
Well, I went to go drop off. No, I'm doing that.
Oh, you went to go drop off. That was kind of quick.
You say what?
That was kind of quick.
It don't take much.
Ooh, let me find out. Did you guys see that video of that queen singing in the middle of the street? I would have shot her, but the trade didn't, so I paid it.
What was the video?
I'm trying to find it. She's a key. Miss Shane Devine. No trade, get paid.
Devine in the street singing?
Devine's daughter. Is Devine locked up again? Speaking of Devine, Chanel, is she locked up again or is she still roaming?
Icon Penny be going in.
Uh-huh. What is she talking about?
Milan.
Wow.
Yeah, she be going in. Icon Penny, when are you going to call in?
It's
I want to talk
truth.
To you.
I love Icon Penny.
Yes,
oh,
Icon,
Icon
Penny,
Penny
Philamooch.
What are they talking about in the chat room? Hey, chat room, how are y'all?
Wait a minute. Whoever is that said I'm Captain Favor Dyke, burn the road up, bitch.
Oh, Shamika. Shakina. She going, her and Jason going off.
Bitch.
What are you going through, Shakina? Shakina, call him. So you can get your point across.
Dick, who the hell is this that you're
supposed to... If you're unbothered, you wouldn't make this call.
Wait a minute.
So it's trash talking motherfucking Tuesday, and don't none of y'all girls on the line got no trash y'all want to talk. What's going on?
I guess everybody's trying to be good for Santa Claus this year, huh?
Baby, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with
this. Always does this. Like, this makes no sense to me. You're unbothered.
Somebody just said something to me. Who said something to me?
I said, why can't... I'm asking the lines are full.
Okay, you know what I'm going to do? If the lines are full and people are trying to get through to actually talk... We're gonna start clearing some of these lines. Since y'all just wanna sit, we're gonna start clearing the lines so people.
So
people can call in that have something to say. So Shanika, press one, keep call back. Since you can't get through, press. I'm gonna clear some of the lines so that you can call in.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out what is this picture of this girl in the red dress.
She's kind.
Who is it? Is it a robot? Is it a toy? Is it a real woman?
She is a toy.
It is a real woman. She has a vagina.
What? She's giving me Latoya Jackson.
Bone structure looks like some work.
She looks like a femme queen, though.
It's just weird.
She looks like the ant from the
Ant's
Life, the female ant.
She do look like an ant. Right?
And all
From
the girls are kind.
Life.
Oh my God.
Okay, well now you should be able to get on because some of the lines are clear. People are saying that the lines, they can get on. So now you have no reason to say you can't get on. So call in and press 1. Shakina, my hand is up. Okay. Oh, your hand is up. Let's see.
Oh, the hand is up.
Oh, shit. Shakina.
347-889.
889.
347-889.
Hello.
Shakina.
Oh, she sound bandy just like her picture, too, bitch. Word.
Hey, what's up, love? Hey, everybody.
Hey.
What's this?
Honey, why are you knocking at my door? Did you repeat that? Hey, I'm always doing what?
That is
you're always posting, like, when it's certain things, about certain things, you're always posting. Like, when it comes
certain
to stuff,
like,
I guess, what's it?
Certain things like when you tagged me about what to like, buy with that money. Is that
I didn't
you
tag you. That was a fake profile. I'm Shamika Kelly. I'm not a fake profile. I did not.
It doesn't matter, but do you have anything else?
It does matter. If you're saying I tagged you, I don't want you to tag you. It was someone
in the
room who tagged you, so that's irrelevant to me.
Do you have anything else?
Go ahead.
Do you have anything else to go with that? When someone called and knocked on my door, tagged me and asked me a question and I answered. And after that, I
don't talk to whoever tagged you because I really don't care. Like, are we on here to argue?
I'm talking about your comment.
I can give
you
that. You
said something. That's what you said.
I can
you said
you
I'm
that.
Always doing what? Before I address it, I want to make sure it's clear on what you said I'm always doing.
Yeah,
when it comes to something with Butcher, you're always trying to, I guess, clarify things. Maybe that's what I said.
Right. Mm. She said basically.
Because that's what happened on the post when you were talking about you shop and this and the other, but I did not tag you. Get that correct.
Well, whoever tagged me, it doesn't matter. All I said is, listen, I don't care what other bitches buy with their money or other people's money. I got my own, and I shop, and that's it. So what? How relevant was this statement? The statement was tired.
You're still not making any sense. It's supposed to be unbothered.
So what's the point? You're telling me about an old post. You're telling me about an old post. Obviously, you're not about it. You're talking about an old post. Do you have anything to say? Uh-uh. This dyke is enraged. Do you have anything to say? I can't. No. Okay. So you can't. I can't. Yes, London. So, Sakina, can you clear up this information about Miss Kima Mizrahi since she just said so whatever?
Well, you know she's all the way in Chicago, and when you guys said that yesterday, I called her, you know. All I know is I wasn't there, but I know Kim was not a punk. Kim was not a punk at all, and I witnessed it myself. So, you know, whatever happened, happened. But, you know, just like this little thing that I'm clearing up, people just say shit to say shit. You understand what I'm saying? Until somebody was there and they witnessed Kim getting punched in her face, because I'm making it sound like Kim got slapped or something and she didn't pop. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, she got slapped up. She got slapped.
I doubt it. And I'm not saying that nobody can't lay hands on her because anybody can lay hands on somebody. You understand what I'm saying? But do I believe
if
that Kima got slapped up? Do I believe that Kima got slapped up and nothing happened? I don't believe that.
Oh, God.
So, Sakina, you were brought on the air because, you know, there was things said about you clearing things up and making making posts that doesn't have anything to do with certain things. Like, you just talk about, you know, anything.
Can I get receipts? You just made the point. Can I get some receipts, Rhonda?
You just gave me my receipt. Thanks.
She's still talking. Girl, bye.
I'm sorry. You are not a gun, honey.
It was dumb. Me and London are talking about Kima and her face now.
I don't know Kima. I'm not worried about Kima. Who is Kima?
Who
are you?
About you, Miss Thing. You're just
you
a Kiki. Everybody loves
the
Kiki. That's why we call into the show. We listen to the show. You know, that's why we're in the chat room, in the ballroom group.
So
Kiki, you are a great asset for the fucking chat room.
Ooh, thank you. You're a great asset
because you're funny. I will give you that. But that's it.
Right. And Kima, thank you. You're funny, too, and you have a good night. Thank you for tuning in, sweetie.
Yeah, good night.
Yes.
I can't deal with it.
J-Rock, you're back.
What the hell? Shamika, you had your first reading session live on the air. How was it?
How does it feel?
Right.
I don't know how to. It wasn't worth it. It made me
okay, now we have another caller.
You didn't get. So you basically saying you didn't get no live?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't know.
Well, maybe this will get you life. Private caller.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, sexy in the dark.
Yes. Miss Milan is late.
Who? Miss Milan.
Yeah, she late. She late. She by her follower. She by her like. And she fake.
Okay.
Everybody knows she a key. She a kiki, kiki, kiki. Miss Milan, you late.
You gotta talk up, sweetie. You sound like you
right,
hired from the
sweetie,
trade.
Can you go out your house and make sure right, call us back when your mother wakes up so you won't wake her.
Right.
You can hear
I don't wake daddy. I can't.
Okay, we have another caller and they're private also.
Why you be taking her to make food?
I don't know
her mother. We went to the city called Jackets for $40 and that's
oh, yeah. I was thinking that.
So the girls don't got $40? You broke?
Girl.
For her feet, she needs a bronc.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're live on the air. Who needs to bum?
Oh, shit.
I'll bum. No, I was saying my cousin needs to go to the Bronx to buy her shoes because she got big feet.
Hey.
Ooh, well, she got dinosaur
like,
toes.
What kind of shoes
she's
you giving
like
$40? What they sell them at?
Third Avenue.
I heard you could get the Jordans with the ball missing.
Oh, you can take her to get the stuff on Mulberry. They have a size 15.
Oh, no, she's like a size, I don't know, she's probably like a size 11.
Oh. But did you want to tune into any of the topics for her? Do you have a... something to say about any of the topics?
What about trannies fucking the
Jason.
Bacon.
Yes, J-Rock.
Why are you keep constantly calling me? Like I'm
because your
the,
call keeps the, dropping.
No,
we have a caller though.
I'm right here and it keeps on ringing from New York.
Yeah, caller, we were talking about what is too gay. We were talking about Tamar
Trio.
What
about the trannies fucking the dykes?
Trannies fucking dykes. You can speak to Naima and Nicole about that.
Ooh.
No, forget it.
That's what will probably make a few bitches switch sides.
They might give you more of the,
okay, we have another caller, 312-927.
What's going on, J-Rock, Jason in London? What's been new with y'all?
And Dick and Shamika, hi, how are you?
I'm about to say that's all you, baby.
What's going on, y'all?
We're lovely.
Good?
How are you? We're lovely.
I'm good. Long time no hear.
Right. Who's this?
TJ.
Oh, TJ.
Hey, TJ.
So, yeah. How are you?
Just good. Just got home from work. It's cold as shit here in Chicago.
I wish New Orleans is still summertime. You don't get real winter.
So you've been away for a while. What have you been doing? Planning the next Catch Me If You Can?
Oh. No, I'm taking a break from Catch Me If You Can for a year.
Oh, please.
I'm focusing with Banks right now on the Dynasty.
Don't tell the girls that. They're going to want some checks. Yeah. But that's
and
lovely.
J-Rock,
are you donating anything for Mother Kelly?
Who?
Since you're working and working.
Give it to your girlfriend.
What did you say, TJ?
I just wrote you and told you to call me the other day and you paid it.
You told me to call you the other day and I paid it. Everybody.
Mm-hmm. Lava Squall.
Everybody's been celebrating.
Oh, so
Tamika,
oh,
who
okay.
is Pound Cake?
Pound Cake.
Oh, one day, I think it was the last show Kelly was on, I came on. And it's this, I guess, I don't know if you could call it a tranny, that's from New Orleans. New Orleans, and it used to be on a party line here.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught its voice. It was on a phone. It was on the ballroom. It was on one night, and I caught the voice because Kelly was like, who is that? And I called. I was like, that's motherfucking Pound Cake. Pound Cake is this lay fag who been tricking the girls on the party line for years, and she really, like, wheelchair-bound, and, like, her mama must tape the phone to her hand or something because she always locked in the bathroom and shit. Like, you know, always some crazy shit.
Uh-uh.
She
was the one that said her.
Wait. Is Pooh on the phone?
Who the hell is Pooh?
I mean, oh, that's Derek, yeah. Dick Logan on Facebook.
Dick Logan?
Oh, yeah,
oh,
they
EJ.
Said that Dick Johnson was
huh?
who rubbed on.
TJ.
Dick Logan.
Yeah.
Dick Logan.
Why, oh, God, this is too many things. Why was your visitor, your date, asking Cash Ebony about the bumps around his lips?
Oh.
Oh.
Why was he what?
Why was your date asking Cash Ebony about the bumps around her lip?
I didn't know anything about that, but if y'all would like to, you can ask him yourself.
Where is he?
Put him on. You like the show? You wanna get on the radio show tonight? Everyone's all still on your story. He declined the offer.
So ask him how the girls want to know about the bumps on his lips. How are they doing?
They're trying to find out something about. I guess you made a status about bumps around the lips.
No, don't ask him to
be
like that. No.
Well, TJ, you're looking at him right now. Does he have bumps around his lips?
Right.
Wait, who was supposed to have bumps around his lips? Sean? Cash Ebony. Cash is not at my house.
Oh. So wait, you and Sean had a date together too?
No, we did not.
Child, you must have, because you're asking him questions.
That's my house brother.
Sean T. or Ebony?
Yes, it is.
So what's up with the bumps?
this is the first I've actually heard of that. I don't know when that status came up.
You said what?
When did the bumps come up?
I guess when he put a dick in his mouth. I don't know.
Mercy.
Oh, come on.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on in this topic.
Miss Continental Mercedes to call in to let the girls
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's what I'm writing to right now.
Dead.
Somebody, who else is chatting with her? Because they're throwing her off. I'm talking to her in, through messaging, and she's like, somebody said that she gave out her number to some other guy, and he said it's for publicity. Who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, they just hit me up. They said they can get her to call in, and I told them, do you want me to tell her to call in or call you with her? Or can you call her? So, Jason, do you want
to
call her?
I just told her to call in. Maybe.
Well, the lines are the lines are clear, so she can call in.
That's what I just told her. I said, no, you call into the show. But I did say they don't call you. I didn't know y'all called me.
We can. If the line, if she can't get through, we can call. All right, TJ, we're going to put you back on hold because we didn't get the.
What's
all
he
right,
on
TJ,
the
those bumps.
What's he on the Skylar's leaving or whatever? Y'all think anybody gonna pick him up?
What?
The West Coast chapter?
No, it's over for them.
Can you tell me which child video it was Kelly Red, TJ Miller for stealing credit cards from his hotel job and letting the schoolboys come in his house?
Where are you reading that at?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not on mute.
No, you're not. And you knew you weren't on mute.
Uh-oh.
Well, but I... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the room. It's in the room.
Wait, so, oh, yeah, I remember that. So, TJ, are you a saved man? Are you no longer stealing from your job?
TJ, you're bad.
I never was stealing from my job.
So what were you doing, kindly taking peace offerings?
I was not doing anything. If I was stealing from Marriott, I would not be back working for Marriott.
Okay.
What about the other part?
Don't believe
that.
Everything Kelly tell y'all.
What about the other part?
Did you
what
ask that you were giving Kelly anything in jail?
And letting the schoolboys punch him in the ass.
And letting the schoolboys what?
Fuck him in the ass.
I'm not going to elaborate on that one.
Yeah, because we know that one's true.
So I guess we got a West Coast. We're about to have a West Coast chapter of Chanel.
Ooh, where'd you get that to?
Escada's going to Chanel.
Yeah, that's why I asked about Divine. Was she taking the children? She's still mother, right?
I think she made a post a couple of weeks
about
she was leaving the ballroom alone.
Between mothers.
How do you guys feel about Butch Queen mothers?
I don't think it's
tomato, wrong. Tomato.
You said it's a Romano?
Tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomato.
Basically, it doesn't matter, whichever, it's the same thing.
You think it's the same thing, whether it's a Fem Queen mother or a Butch Queen mother?
I just said tomato, tomato.
As long as they rip
I mean,
each other
I think it's the same thing. They both they both do drugs with the children. They have with the children.
Ooh.
And that's about it. They take their money.
What? Jesus.
Yeah. It's the same with them all.
So all mothers fuck their children.
Okay, well, I'm bored, so I have to wake it up a little bit.
Right.
Here we go. So, this is the tea. I got the tea that a certain mother on the West Coast is running around putting things in her purse, and this is how she's paying for going in and out of the balls. This is how she's paying for going in and out of balls, and if y'all can get my drift, you can probably look her up and catch the mugshot from 3 days ago.
Mother, West Coast mother?
West Coast mother.
I can't put my cunty finger on it.
Are you starting to say that West Coast mothers are irrelevant?
Very. Very much so. It's like I have a brain fart when I think about West Coast.
There's some out there that's doing their thing.
And can you name them?
You're not
noodles.
Waking things up,
Noodles, Kendall, who else?
No longer Escada, okay.
Did the Texas chapter leave too?
Everybody.
Marcus, if you're on the line, press 1, please.
No, you cannot speak for the house. Remember?
Shady lady. Just
he's
shady
the reason
lady.
The girls are leaving.
Bitch, why don't somebody just put a picture of Jack with a belt?
Okay, we have a caller, 404.
Oops,
I thought he was supposed to wake it up.
You really don't want me to.
404-536, you're here.
London CBT, bitch.
Wait, what?
What happened?
I said London KPQ.
Oh, come on, Marcus. Don't come on the line like that, girl.
Well, you know, London, I live for you. I live for you when you still correct T. Kendall is still in the sky.
Oh,
that
so
is
he
awesome.
Is. Oh, thanks for the clarification, mother.
She's not a mother.
Can you tell us who's not in Escada?
It'd be easy to tell you who is in Escada.
Easier.
So more so, what you're trying to say is more people left than stayed?
No, we've never been a big house like that.
I mean, he said
hold
yesterday
on,
they only
hold
got
on,
80
hold on,
members
define,
left.
Define left.
Left
as
in packed
their shit up and hit it off the front door and left it on
left. Left means like you voluntarily left. What would you consider?
And you said they'd never been a big house. You know, your history, Escada was once a major house. And I can remember
we
that.
Never had over
150
members. Never in life. Never in life.
Tori
Colvin
Alexis Escada was Mother Escada back in 1990 motherfucking six in Detroit motherfucking Michigan, and it was that many in Detroit alone. You do your research on your
Escada.
House.
If you are familiar with the House of Escada, the House of Escada kind of merged together with Detroit, Chicago, and Atlanta like in the 2004-2005. So there might have been 150 members in Detroit, which I actually still doubt because they're actually the most different. They're really shady.
No, I'm not saying that they're still there. You said there's never been. I'm just giving you a little bit of history in your house that you may not know.
There's never been 150 members in one chapter. I promise that.
Okay.
Wait, so Marcus, didn't you get kicked out like these kids at one point?
No, that's not true.
And you were like a 00?
No. When London, you know, it would be better if you spell the correct T or interview. Look, give me Barbara Walters. You're giving me very Maury
no, bitch,
right now.
Bitch,
Maury Povich.
Bitch, don't tell me.
Somebody just inboxed me and said, Marcus, is it true that you had to get fucked to throw your first ball and everybody attend?
What?
What'd you say? No,
mercy.
Somebody just texted me and said, Marcus, is it true that you had to get fucked for your first ball and so everybody would attend?
Oh, if anybody remembers my first ball, everybody did the 10. But tell that person keep on trying. They can continue to watch them on YouTube.
Do you think that after the way Jack read you, they will continue to even come to your balls? Do you think you're the ballroom kiki now?
I'm pretty sure. Well, Dick, seeing that you're one of the people that called me to be like, you know, don't worry about
it. I did. I'm reading what's being inboxed to me. I don't personally have a problem with you whatsoever. I think that you were a little bit too passive for me. I would have never let somebody even attempt to try me like that.
I don't think you saw what actually happened in St. Louis. You weren't there. The cameras can show one thing or what happened.
But we asked you before, Marcus. I asked you before when you were on the show. I said, Marcus, were there any portions of that video that didn't get released? And you said, well, from what I know, everything got released. But now you're saying that there are things that didn't get released.
That is not what I
said. You just said it. You said, well, have you seen what happened in St. Louis?
That is not what I said. What I told you,
Marcus, girl, why are you whispering, girl?
Why are you whispering?
Can you hear me?
The trade in there with you?
What trade, bitch? You, y'all really, that's the part I laugh at. For y'all, I have never spoken to the trade. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
No, we can't. No, we can't. Call back.
My judge,
you whisper like you're in a nursing home.
Right. You're whispering like you're talking to Jack. We're not Jack. Speak up.
You can speak up.
Kiki.
Hello.
Yeah, is the coast clear?
Girl, I can't deal with y'all.
Is the toast clear?
Marcus, would you take a question mark and somebody asked?
Who?
What'd he say?
Who said that?
Wait, he said what?
Did somebody say, can he take a dick? Y'all know what.
Can you take a dick?
Ooh. Well, who's that to?
You.
Probably better than anybody I know if I chose to. I can do anything I put my mind to do. Do I take them? It's a different story. No, I don't.
Oh.
But you took the name dick.
Yeah, of course. Now, who said that question is what I want to know. Who asked that?
You know who it was.
No, I don't.
It was the whisperer.
Oh, it was Marcus.
He should not be named.
Marcus said, did you just fill it on my time?
He who crossed the road.
I think Marcus is gone.
Oh, okay. He knew better. He knew better.
Did anyone hear from Nicole Una de Bello? I haven't heard from her in a long time.
Oh, where is she?
Wait a minute. 404-536, you're back.
Hello. Why do you keep calling and whispering like that?
I'm not whispering. I don't know what's wrong.
Keep back, Dick. What were you saying?
Can y'all hear me?
I answered the question. Now, can you answer a question?
What was the question? I don't know what y'all talking about.
Did you ask a question before you got off?
I don't really even remember. What did I say?
Oh, God. Nigga-nesia. I can't take that.
Oh, come on, Shanika, now. I really don't know. But what did I ask? I mean, I'll tell you if I said
it. It sounded like you asked him, can he take dick?
That is not what I asked.
That's what we heard. We don't know who that is.
That's what we heard. Somebody said
it. It wasn't me.
Okay, we're sorry.
Okay, somebody's background. Marcus, are you driving right now?
Yeah.
Somebody grabbed from the trade.
I'm
sorry. So, Dick, what was your question to Marcus?
So, Dick, yeah, what's your question for Marcus?
I mean, I'm getting inboxes, and I know Marcus doesn't take questions from every profile. That's why I asked him, would he mind taking a question?
What's the next question, Dick?
The next question they asked was, Marcus, when was the last time you even butt fucked?
Oh, God. You don't know me. That sounds more like you're up your alley. I don't really get fucked.
Who don't get fucked?
Apparently, Marcus does not get fucked, and Dick is saying he doesn't get fucked. And I really don't care about who's fucking either one of them. Okay, whoever, I'm about to do background check because I can't, that noise is ridiculous.
Just turn it.
Okay, it was Marcus.
He's
Marcus.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. So Calvin wants to post in a room. J-Rock,
so was that you that asked that question about somebody getting fucked?
I ain't said nothing about nobody getting fucked.
It had to be Marcus, unless he's scared.
Baby, I am on checking his jack.
Because we on the radio, he must be. I don't know what you do to the girl's dick, because.
No, I haven't done anything yet.
Have you asked me, did I say, can you take dick? Yes, I did say that.
Oh, so you asked that question.
Oh, that was you. Okay, well, I'm sorry for saying about Marcus.
What are you doing that has you so busy?
I'm on jack.
Well, you need to get off jack while you're on the show right now. Because if you can't do the show and be on Jack, you don't need to multitask. You can't multitask, then you need to get off of Jack or get off of the show.
I am multitasking. I'm looking at these stupid-ass profiles saying that people got to be, I want somebody masculine. I don't want no act like a boy and all this kind of stuff. And,
did y'all get into Simone Barbie and somebody pulled up one of his profiles saying that he was HIV positive and he said the plus sign is just a symbol? Well, why the fuck is that profile behind HIV? Nigga,
that was his real profile?
It had to be real. Got to be real. Yay. I would have never claimed that profile. I'm sorry. he did better saying
but
it
in
was
retrospect,
his profile.
But in retrospect, giving kudos to Simone Barbie, I'm not going to touch and say that he literally has it because that profile hasn't actually been proved to be his. We just saw
no,
it.
But what
I will say is this. If it is his profile, kudos to Simone Barbie for being big enough to be able to tell people
right.
before any action.
Right.
Anyone who wants to deal with him already knows the deal, and he's not hiding and, you know, fucking these people with statuses and claiming they don't have it. So big kudos to him for being real about the situation, if that is him.
If it's true, yes. Allegedly.
Right. Right, but I thought this bitch was going to call in, but unfortunately, her oval cannot dial out.
What bitch?
Probably the thing that makes the videos, Mercedes.
Why is everybody going and copycatting off of these pictures? Like, you know, the House of Ebony make their pictures with Ebony going across and stuff like this. Now I'm seeing pictures with all these different houses going across, kind of like my picture. I don't know how they do it, but now I'm seeing, like, different houses. Like, why everybody always got a copy? Just like,
can y'all hear me?
Yeah. Now we can.
Loud as hell.
Yeah.
Right.
Bite me, dick.
Like I said, why everybody always copying? Just like they stole E4L and started saying everything else for L and all this stuff. They always copying. Can't never have nothing for yourself.
Bridge for L. I stole it.
Oh God. So did y'all patent that?
We don't have to patent it.
Right. Did you guys make it a trademark or?
Oh, J Rock. Somebody wants me to ask you. So what did you think of Marcus's remarks about you getting tens last night?
I didn't hear the show last night. Can somebody update me?
Okay.
They said that you didn't look like a homosexual, but you weren't thug realness.
Right. They use you as an example, saying, you know, but so if J Rock can get his sins for thug realness, then so and so should get so and so for so and so.
You know what's so funny about that? I think some people are just fucking retarded and ignorant. What's real in the South is not real in the North, is not real on the West Coast, is not real on the East Coast. Because it's a lot of East Coast people that are straight, because that's not homosexual or nothing, that I look at them, if they were down here, they'll get treated like little punks. You see what I'm saying? So my thing is, what's real up there may not be real down here. My thing is, first of all, I don't even walk thug realness. But when I read the category and seen how you were supposed to bring it, I knew I was going to get 10s just like I got 10s. I didn't ask nobody to get 10s. I don't know them people on the panel. I don't suck dick for 10s. I just got my goddamn 10s because they seen it. It's a fucking, it's acting, goddammit, it's acting. Ballroom ain't nothing but fucking acting. And if you
so
can
you
do
ex- it. So you're telling me that they're actually people that suck dick for 10s?
Shout out, they've been sucking dicks for 10s and legendary and icon status for years.
So you said ballroom is nothing but acting. You said ballroom is nothing but acting, and your categories are realness categories. So you are a fag at home.
Bitch, I am me at home. No, I am. Let me tell y'all something. Actually, the category called for realness, and if you want to say somebody real, I'm the realest person ever because I ain't never tried to hide a motherfucking thing from me. I'm not that kind of person that say, oh, bitch, I'm this, or I'm hard, I'm a thug. No, bitch, I am whatever you see. And if you give it 10, then that's what the fuck you seen. I'm not no goddamn thug. Actually, I hate fucking thugs. And I really hate ballroom thugs because half of them are bottoms anyway. You know what I'm saying? So they all fucking fake anyway. You want to know a real thug, you come walk down the street with me in Oak Cliff and South Dallas, and we're going to see who the fuck get clocked and who don't get clocked. How about that? So that's what I'm saying. Real, I've never been the one to try to say, oh, I'm this or I'm that. I walk up to the panel. If you see it, you see it. If you don't, you don't. Is it 10s? Is it a chop? And I get through or I get chopped. Who gives a fuck? On the 1st or the 15th, I'm going to still get paid regardless. In my private life, I'm... I'm like, how y'all gonna use me as an example? I pretty much just what it is Marcus is mad because I heard it on the. I didn't hear it when I was at the ball, but I heard it on the video. When they gave me my 10, he said, "Oh, y'all are trying it now."
I'm sorry to cut in, but London, she said somebody's gonna call her through it.
Okay.
But like I said, when I heard it on the video, he said, "Y'all are trying it now." My thing is, if those people on those panels, see, my thing is a lot of people know my voice, but they don't know me in person. And I try to keep it to where don't call my name out if I walk down the runway in another state because I'm going to prove something to you fuckers. I can do anything the fuck I want to do. You see what I'm saying? That's what makes you who you are in ballroom when you can walk multiple fucking categories and get through and win trophies. Some of y'all are stuck in one fucking category because your fucking lame asses cannot do nothing other than your category. I'm fucking multi-talented. I said I was going to walk it. I said I was going to get my 10s, and I did. I didn't even go there to win because I knew that the house was going to win. But if I wanted to win, I would have won. And to prove it to y'all again, I'm going to walk it again.
Wait, and just
so do you think by you giving by all this controversy of you walking the category, do you think it's probably wise for you to try it again?
Exactly, just to let you hold know, it really is when you're walking a fucking ball, it's about that night, that moment, or whatever. These hoes don't know my motherfucking personal life, and actually the ones that do know my personal life, if you want to judge it off your personal life, you're going to say, well, in his personal life, shit, he real, so he real tonight. It's about that night. They said bring it a certain way. Everybody kept saying, bitch, he giving me Malcolm X, and they threw up their 10. I can't do nothing about that. I can't make you. What am I supposed to do? Go there and say, please don't give me 10s. Bitch, what the fuck did I come to D.C. for? To get chopped? I came away from Texas to D.C. to get chopped? No, I came to get 10s. I got my fucking 10s. Kiss my motherfucking ass. Half of you hoes can't get 10s to save your life. Half
so,
your
Dick, when
profile.
You were walking Sex Siren, did you think that you, you were selling sex? Did you think you deserved your 10s?
Let me tell you something. I've never walked Sex Siren.
I've said Dick, not J-Rock.
Oh, because I'm going to say I could.
Child, the day you walk Sex Siren, I'm going blind.
That's fine. You ain't got to see it, but somebody fucking don't see it.
Word.
And I still ain't sucked one dick to do anything in the fucking ballroom, bitch.
Well,
I didn't know they sucked dick to get 10s. That's just fucking me all up.
Well, today's Trash Talk Tuesday. Name a few who have. I don't
want to
hear all
that. Name a few who suck dick to get
10. I'm talking about ever since I've been in ballroom, I don't know these people, but I'm talking about, like, we listen to this radio show tonight.
Joel Mizza.
We have a caller.
Oh,
704-361.
Hello.
704-361.
Yes. This is on the ballroom thing, yeah. This is Simone Barbie.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, Simone.
Hi. Christian Compion. This is just, it was in the feed today. Steve Harvey, whoever you may be, and Miss
Lee. Okay, that's
whoever. I don't know, nor do I care. And at the end of the day, it's like, okay, HIV is a huge problem, not for the world, but, mainly targeted at our community. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that, Christian Compion, he has to nurture his siblings, and he has to take care of his cousins, and he has to, make sure the house is clean and be the housewife that he is. But at the end of the day, that doesn't, say I might not have as much time as, the rest of the girls who craft and escort to run around and sell their pussy and get on jacked and, saying, come scoop me up, let me fuck you, blow you, you blow me for, $3 in a blunt. No, I'm not going to fuck for a nick. That's not happening. At the end of the day, it's like, what's going on here, and it's not for everybody to understand, but the girls who are listening, because there are a few girls who are listening, and for the girls who are listening that this pertains to, let me tell you something. Don't you play around with my government's information, because I done shut down the government once. I'll do it again. Don't play with me.
Wait,
what?
I can't.
So is the tea true? I'm lost, baby.
No, baby. The tea's not true. It's not true.
Come on, I'm going to tell you this.
This is how the story goes.
I'm going to tell you this.
Okay.
You don't have to come on here and explain yourself to anyone. If it is not, that is your personal business. If it is, in fact, you are a part of what you did on your profile. If not, then it's a fucked up thing for someone to do with your picture.
It is my personal business. So it is my choice to tell the world, which I'm doing now, whether, you know what I'm saying, to expose my personal business. And the simple fact of, yes, I understand the girls are near me, you know what I'm saying, clearly you have the jacked distance. You see where I stay. I posted my address on, you know, countless Facebook things, you know, showing my resume, showing my experience to the girls. And if that's what's gotten the girls mad and heated, that this little boy from Mexico came, and at the end of the day, yes, I am royalty. So at the end of the day, what you have to understand
is
don't play with my government information.
Let me give you a lesson, Simone. Let me give you a lesson in reading. When someone outs you like that or whatever, you want to get them back or whatever the case is, or you're directing something to someone or whatever, then you go ahead and you mention names. If they put you out there like that, don't hold back. Mention names. Who are you talking about? Because you're lost.
Who's the Mexican kid?
I wouldn't know. I don't know this because, I mean, like I said, I am not in that scene as far as, baby, you're not going to hit me up on Jack and say, let's meet up and let's do this. Okay, baby, I might know your picture on Jack. I mean, it reads 7.07. We can all do math. It's very fundamental. It's not a stupid kind of situation.
Well, let me give you a little bit.
Okay,
Stop.
For those, because I have people hit me up in my inbox that are just as confused as I am.
That's what I'm getting, and that's what I'm very clear up. I'm very clear as
so can we get the backstory before we get the front story, please? What this whole call is about.
And that's what I would like.
Somebody
to know.
Put up Simone Barbie's picture in the group. And
which
it said
is my account.
Positive.
Verified by me.
Which is the Jack account that said she was HIV positive. And she was on there defending herself, saying that she wasn't. But I guess at this point now, correct me if I'm wrong, you're saying that you are and you're coming out to the world. And you're doing it on your own as opposed to somebody else.
Okay. If you read the Jack profile, says HIV parentheses positive sign. That's what it said. That's what I've been trying to put on all my profiles.
And
that was a message to the bitch who told their grandmother who runs the clinic, or who the bitch who told their grandpappy who runs the clinic, that don't play with me just because I don't want to date you, just because I don't want to have with you, or I feel like, you know what I'm saying, you're not worth my time. If you're not,
they gave
me
some fake results.
Yes, they gave me fake results, which a lot of people do get that in this community.
What?
And that's why I stay on it.
Oh, my God.
Be weary and make sure you understand your surroundings. And make sure you understand the people that you deal with, because the simple fact of this little kiki battle between you and your girlfriend who's 21 or you and your girlfriend who's 23, it don't stop, Bill.
That's not nothing to play with, though. You should go see who you can talk to about that. That's the thing.
I've done shut the government down one time already.
I'm listening to everything that you said, and I've gone through it, and I've just dissected it. I'm just not understanding, baby.
Oh, and that's fine, but it's the same.
I'm missing something.
What you're not understanding, everybody else is. If you can't catch up, then, baby, you just can't catch up.
No, it's not that I can't catch up. It's the fact that you're coming over here dishing half teas or whatever the case it is,
it's
or you feel like you have something
tea.
To hide
it's
because you've been exposed.
Basically, what he's saying is he was given false positive results,
and he's going to shut the government down again.
By the clinics, yes. And at the end of the day, like I said, this isn't me saying that I'm above anybody.
So I don't
this
understand. Even, if,
that,
you, even if you were
I'm
trying to shut down the government,
is.
I'm not understanding why you would put up a picture of yourself, not a fierce picture or anything, because not a fierce picture, but you put up a picture of yourself with a positive sign next to it. Some of this stuff just don't make sense to me. Can we go to the next card, please?
I don't think it's for you to dissect it. Just chill out.
Exactly. It's not an instant effective.
Nobody
now
else is
not
thinking but you.
Now we know who the host of the show. There's two that's keying and one that's offended. Which one is it? Who's the one? Who's the little piece of the Lord? It's you. It's you that needs to be seen.
This is what happens sometimes. This is what happens sometimes.
Okay, well, Carla, we thank you. Your name, what's your name? Simone?
Simone,
well, Simone, thank you. I'm going to put you on hold.
Yeah,
if you have anything else to say, feel free to call in at another time. Thank you.
That's what happens sometimes when you don't take the meds and stuff like that. You get the slurring and stuff, and it'd be too much.
Okay, 404-536, you're back. 404-536, you're back. Hello?
Marcus, speak up, girl.
Okay, well, Marcus, we're going to put you back on hold.
I'm sorry. I really did not try to laugh, but that thing said somebody.
But where does she come from, though?
Remember, I mentioned it, and I was like,
the sewer, bitch.
I said, early in the show, I said, well, what's going on with somebody posting Simone's profile? And then they started going at it, like her and the fake profile started going at it. And then she was speaking like that. She was writing exactly like she's talking on here, talking about somebody's grandmother or somebody knows somebody in the clinic and, you know, they did something wrong and that's not her results, basically.
So do people at clinics?
I don't know.
This is what I don't understand. When you go to get tested, they don't do it right then and there. They send this stuff off because they have to have somebody come in. When you get tested or whatever case, if I know right, when you come in or whatever, they will sit down and conference with you. They don't just say, okay, bam, you're positive, bam, you know what I'm saying, or like that or whatever case it is. When I was father of Detroit or whatever, I would have kids tested or whatever case it is. And if somebody got their news or whatever case it is, not to say they did, you know what I'm saying?
No,
but you know,
you
they say, I'm going to talk
you
with you. These results don't come from just inside the clinic. I mean, just inside this little kiki spot.
Simone, we were not finished with you. So if you are still listening, can you call back in? We did not put you on hold. You hung up, so please call back in. I'm going to take another caller, 229-393.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes. This is Mercedes Amar Starr. This
you are a sensation in the ballroom radio group, girl. So,
thank you so much. Thank you. I'm trying to get right for the Lord.
Right, I hear you.
Auntie, this is Shanika. How you doing?
What's up, man? What's the tea, darling? What's going on, Nisi?
Nothing.
I have my son Fish trying to come for me, trying to call me a bitch queen. Tell that dirty face bitch you can sit down to her people in clothes. I'm pretty sure she got about 8 kids by 9 different daddies before trying to worry about what's wrong over here. Maybe if she has her time and stop focusing on me, maybe she'll have time to find out where my man at.
So we brought you on to just let the girls know and tell the girls to stop sucking dick, please.
Can you repeat that? I'm walking my dogs. Can you repeat that?
We brought you on so you can tell the girls to stop sucking dick.
I want everybody to stop sucking dick. It's not good for you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to suck the wrong thing. I mean, y'all gonna be the main ones for the dick big and stuff. We have to clean it. Trying to scream for God help, but you ain't screaming for God when you're sucking that dick on your knees, having your knees hurting, and your damn throat hurting when you're sucking that dick. But y'all go get tested. I hear y'all talking about the cleaning and people go get tested. I don't feel sorry for nobody that when they catch stuff, because when they let out with that boy, they didn't hear BGC and A4A, they don't think twice what's going to go down. They think it's temptation. They're going to get some dick, they're going to get off, they're going to get in there, or they got that guy. Now, they're feeling drowsy a couple months later, feeling shit thrown up, don't know what's wrong, think it's food poisoning. And then they go to clean it, they start crying, don't know what to do. So I'm going to ask for God help then. You want to think about that? Hold on.
Okay, Simone. We need to get Simone Barbie back.
We need to get Simone Barbie back. Okay.
After you get tested, yeah. After you get tested, let's still be on BBC on 8 to 8, and then not reputation killing everybody else because they got killed. You know what I'm saying? So like they have like AIDS march and stuff. HIV walks for. There's all the stuff going on in society that HIV walks. Have something for bankruptcy, for eviction. Have something for people with no jobs, for fat people. You don't have that for that. This is the wrong purpose of somebody having an HIV AIDS walk. What are they going to solve? They're still going to be sucking dick and eating ass.
So have you been getting any books lately, or are the girls, the pageant girls still trying it?
What'd you say?
Have you been getting any books lately, or are the passion girls still trying it?
Oh, what girls?
Samantha Fox,
Stacey
Matthews.
Samantha Fox, Chacha Amor, Raquel Payne. I haven't heard from never them since everything went down. I started making videos and stuff. It scared me. I don't know why, because I'm really smarter than them. You know what I'm saying? I haven't heard nothing from them because they've been jealous of me. I don't know why, because Samantha Fox was real close. Raquel Payne, Cha-Cha Moore, we all was real close at one point. But then they did 360 on me, and they didn't want to book any other entertainers for Invite Off to Gay Pride. So I'm like, well, why y'all didn't book none of y'all people invite off to Georgia, you know what I'm saying, to perform for Invite Off to Gay Pride? You went and booked Stephanie Matthews, her fat, nasty, blogging me looking ass from what we call Drag Race, instead of booking people in their own community. So I didn't know if they booked me or not. You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to be able to create this and suck me a dick or something, get my own goddamn money. I don't need your goddamn stage. But you can book these other entertainers all in Rattles, Georgia, instead of going to other different states and booking people outside the community and making people in your community look bad that like they weren't good enough to perform for their own pride. That's why I didn't like that. But it's Samantha Fox, she out here probably sucking some white man dick right now for some money. Call it an eye.
Okay,
if I can't pay to a power like it's air. But
can we hold this caller real quick and get Simone back on before she leaves the air, because somebody need to clear something up.
So Simone is back. Mercedes, if you can just hold right there. Thank you, sweetie, for calling and so.
What is Simone's number? I forgot. Hold on. Let's see if this is her. 704-361.
Okay, it's unmuted. Okay. Hey y'all.
Hey. Simone. So
what's going on?
Okay, so Simone, break this down. We're all going to be quiet. We're going to listen. Break this down verbatim, what's going on, so that we can get a clear understanding of where you're coming from.
A clear understanding. Okay. Well, okay, let's see. You know, as a regular butch queen in society, you know, you'll always have the opportunity to, you know, make your dating profile. You know, it's a very social network for this country, for this world, pretty much, you know, A for A. And I, you know, met someone on that line, and let's just say, you know, I caught, you know, something that it just didn't feel right in my body. So I had to go to, you know, the hospital. I got treated at the hospital, and the hospital actually gave me steroids to build up the infection. So I got really, really sick, and I had to go to the clinic. And when I went to this clinic, they told me they gave you steroids for your infection. We had to give you the actual penicillin, so they gave me my penicillin dosages, and now I'm all healthy. But when they gave me my penicillin, you know, dosage, they had also, you know what I'm saying, said, we're going to test you. And I said, okay, that's what's up. I'll wait for my test results because it takes about 2 weeks. I said, all right, now.
Okay, now, wait one second. Let's wait there. Was this a real hospital, or was this just a little gay lesbian clinic or, you know?
No, Presbyterian Hospital, Uptown Charlotte, North Carolina. That's one.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
Person interrupts while he tells his story, I'm going to mute everyone except London. So let him talk, and when he's finished, save your questions.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you. And, okay, so then I went to the clinic off of Rosa Parks, West Boulevard, you know, West Side, Charlotte, North Carolina. That's one. And, you know, I waited for my results. You know, I got my penicillin shot that day that I went. The day that I went, I got my penicillin shots, and I, you know, all my infections went away. My blood cleared up. I was restored. Now, I'm grateful.
What kind of infection did you have? I'm sorry.
It was syphilis. It was syphilis. There was a man on A for A, Randall. He gave me syphilis. Yes, it was a nasty disease. I just, it hit me off. Now, when that time was happening, I made a public announcement to the world. Randall gave me syphilis. I did not have his contact number. Somebody needs to get in contact with this man and tell him he needs to go to the doctors as well. Because if he don't know, because even if you did know, you should have told me. I wasn't aware of this. Now, second part. A couple days later, after I told the entire world I had syphilis, a lot of the girls, you know, little knick-knack, petty-wax, pity-backs in Charlotte started talking shit. And I'm like, okay, these are the same girls I put food in your mouth. You see what I'm saying? I gave you a shirt or two. I'm over here parlaying you around the bar so you can have some kind of limelight. And at the end of the day, it got to the point where I guess they felt mad or jealous or whatever, and they started talking shit about Simone and this. Simone got, you know, Simone is sick. This bitch ain't, you know, ain't shit. And I'm like, okay, that's fine, whatever. But the thing is, what you're not going to do is think that I'm just going to sit there and pay it. No, I mean, yes, I know I'm sick, but at the end of the day, I'm going to try to help myself and better myself. You can't take me to the doctor. I got to take myself to the doctor. Now, at the end of the day, that's when all the feeds, and Charlotte is a very small town, all the feeds were flustering and marinating into the city, and everybody was like, okay, well, this set don't like this set, and this set don't like this set. This is more than just a gay thing. Your mama and daddy's straight. And I understand when it comes to you trying to play with the, you know, the family. Don't do that. So at the end of the day, it's like, okay, I'm not over here bashing y'all. I'm not over here bashing y'all. I'm letting y'all pay. Okay, yeah, bitch, I got sick. And I'm waiting on my motherfucking results, but I got cured for it. Thank you. And at the end of the day, that was my mistake. I can own up to it. A lot of you girls can't. Half of y'all don't even go to the clinics. Now, at the end of the day, I'm over here, you know what I'm saying, they got into it with me, the little knick-knack petty-wax, the little kids, the gay kids, they get into it with me. I'm over here quiet, I'm quiet, trying to pay it like the icon that I am. And at the end of the day, what had happened was I flipped. I couldn't hold it anymore. I couldn't. And it just got to the point where it's like, okay, y'all bitches really motherfucking trying. I went to the club, and every bitch that started with y'all was too pussy to even put your hands on them. I had to do it for you. Did you not?
Okay, so I'm going to stop you right there.
No, I didn't have no interruptions. Somebody put that on mute.
Okay, I'm the one that's controlling the mute. So I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to stop you right there for just a second because now we got the backstory. So now we need to fast forward to where it is that people are posting your picture with HIV positive results and how you're going to shut the government down.
And that's when I was about to get to.
You should have stopped her when she said she was ICOM.
Oh, girl, don't you try that. Don't try that either, because at the end of the day, like I said.
Okay, so now, so moving
forward.
Moving forward.
Yes. Okay. So these 2 weeks I've been waiting for my results, and I'm getting into it with the little girls, and my results come back as positive. That's what the printed piece of paper said at the clinic. Now, I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying, I know that they have to send the results, I mean the blood work to somewhere else, and then it comes back. I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying, who's to say who did it? Maybe the clinic in Charlotte did it. Maybe the clinic in Raleigh did it. Who's to say? But at the end of the day, what I do know is that you can't snapshot a photo on Jack without having the distance, the mileage. You know what I'm saying? The mileage is right there, boo.
So what I'm asking is this.
What I'm saying
is the status true on the profile or is it not?
The girls, and I've already said it's not. The girls, this was my message. HIV is a very serious topic in our community. And if you are mad and upset that someone's not giving you no dick, or somebody's not paying you no attention, or somebody don't even want to be your boyfriend or your date, you're going to go to the length
making the whole motherfucking community, the whole world think that they're sick, that they have HIV. Really, that's what you're going to do? That's how petty you is? That's how ugly you are going to be, not physically, but just as a child of God in general? Really?
So what was the plus sign for?
The plus sign was to let everybody know this is what's going on in our city. I don't need to sit here and have, you know, talks and call this person on the phone, call this person on the phone. I don't need to do that. Social network, the internet, people who care about you are going to stay on your profile regardless. They're going to search for you. They're going to see what's going on. They're going to check up on you regardless.
So how is that plus sign supposed to translate to people, oh, they're gagging the girls at the clinic?
I personally don't know you all personally, like, on that level. So it's not me saying that it's not for y'all to understand. It's not, I understand that y'all are asking me a question, but at the end of the day, some things aren't for everybody to understand on how things work.
And you're right, and I'm done.
And that's all. You know what I'm saying? It's not me being funny. It's not me being facetious, but some
no,
things
I totally
like,
understand.
Yeah, like when it comes to government work and when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, paperwork as far as who is sick and who needs help and who doesn't need help and, you know, who is okay to even go out into the public. That's
so,
going to become
okay,
issue.
So let me, because I'm a little slow.
Everybody's a little slow tonight.
You ain't the only one slow. The call is slow. Everyone's slow.
I know what's coming. I'm a boss-ass bitch.
I'm going to tell you how slow it is right now. Y'all making me dizzy, honey.
Are you sure it's us or was it me?
For real?
I have no idea, but y'all making me dizzy. Listen, hi, Barbie, Simone, how are you? My name is Jasmine or whatever, but, you know, like, sweetie, I don't even know what's really going on. All I really want to know is, how did you shut the government down once, and are you going to do it again, and how are you going to do it?
Like I said, it's not for everybody to worry about that, because that's the thing. If we're going to play those kind of games, as far as I still haven't even gotten a letter in my mail getting an apology. I need a public apology. I haven't even gotten that. So at the end of the day, what I'm going to say is, why do I need to answer anybody's question? I told you what's going on. That's what happened. That's my story. I'm going to live my story. And at the end of the day, it's not no disrespect to you, Jocelyn, but at the end of the day, it's just,
it's
ain't nobody going to disrespect me.
Well, sweetie, okay, I understand. And you know what? I understand exactly what you're saying. And I'm so sorry that you have gone through that. And if all that stuff that you're saying is correct, it's a damn shame. And you need to continue to fight it. And, you know, get what's rightfully yours. That's exactly what's needed to you. But, sweetie, with all that stuff that's going on, get off the motherfucking websites. Bottom line is, get off the motherfucking websites. It ain't motherfucking but the motherfucking devil. And, J-Rock, I heard your ass over there talking about you aren't motherfucking jacked. Y'all need to stay off that motherfucking shit. Bottom line. All these STDs and all the rest of this bullshit going on. But that's neither here nor there. But I want to thank you so much to Barbie Simone for calling in, and I wish you the best. Thank you for calling in. There's a whole bunch of callers. I just had to tell y'all that I was getting a little dizzy, and I didn't know if I was feeling sick again or if it was just what I was hearing. I just had to come on the air really quickly and say something because I heard the government got shut down, and then I heard jacked and STDs, and I just got lost.
And syphilis, child.
Shamika, you're back. Yeah, syphilis and all this stuff. Shamika, you're
both,
back.
Actually, I'm on a three-way, and I pressed one. So I'm going to clear your line, Jason.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't understand where I got lost at is when the positive
line?
Sign was a sign of beauty and to raise awareness. I don't know.
Okay.
I know. Is that something new? Start a movement?
My head
I'm not putting no positive
honey,
sign. I'm not putting no motherfucking positive sign on my shit.
Honey, you got to, Simone, I know you're still listening. You, honey, you said you were icon. You said you are icon. If you are icon, you know that you can't do certain things because the girls will run wild with it. It is certain things you can't say. It is certain things you can't tag. It is certain things you can't type. The girls will run with it. A true icon will know you got to be very careful. You have to tread lightly because the little children will run with it. You can't even tell the girls that you're not feeling well because, bitch, they'll put you in your grave before you get you take your antibiotics. You tell the bitch, oh, I'm coughing, and I got a runny nose. They'd be like, bitch, that bitch is dead, honey. She's dead. That bitch done died. You can't be telling the girls nothing. I told y'all bitches I was sick last week. I ain't want to go into detail about it because I know y'all would have buried me and bitch had a funeral and everything, honey. I ain't got And you can't tell the bitch nothing in this scene. No, yes, low T cell counts and everything. Yes, that's exactly what happens with the girls. Be careful.
The complete posing.
Wrap it up before she admitted
what happened with the government shutdown. So did she actually tell y'all how she shut down the government? Oh, no.
Someone said she shut down student loans. That's it.
Oh, girl.
Jason, you have callers.
I know. I was sitting waiting for you to finish talking.
You've been cutting everybody else off. You could cut me off.
Wait a minute. I've been cutting everybody else off. Well, then if
I don't know if, you know, y'all be on speaker or nothing, but you know what? And I know it, y'all new to this dick and Shamika and stuff, but both of y'all, I know y'all don't do it on purpose, but both of y'all, I want y'all to listen to the archives and listen to how y'all be cutting people off. Shamika, deep darling, you know I love you. You be cutting people off, girl. And Dick, you love to cut people off when you try to make your point across.
I was getting lost. I couldn't get any clarity. I was lost. I was in the woods, and I couldn't find Grandmommy's house.
I understand. You didn't want the big bad wolf to get you, but still, child, it just happens. Okay, Jason, your callers.
Thank you, Jazzy.
So the moral of the story is make sure they don't give you steroids if you have syphilis, child.
Because it's going to...
The moral of the story is put a motherfucking rubber on it before you put it in you in any one of your holes.
646-402, how are you?
And what?
How are you?
646-402.
Just listen.
Okay, thank you. Please press 1 and take your hand down just listening.
Seven seven three five six nine. Shit, they gotta listen to everybody listen to that fairy tale and shit when they sleep.
They sleep on La La Land.
Well, they're all icons, so. Private caller, you're on the air.
Look at here. Now is this some of Bishop's peoples. You know, when I was a young gal and when I went to school, all the homosexuals I went to school with, they was pretty intelligent and smart.
Yep.
Now, what's that happened to these new homos? Because they retarded and dumb as shit.
I've been saying that.
J-Rock, my son told me to do the chat for you. Give it to your girlfriend. Now, you go put me back on mute.
Thank you, Granny.
Thanks, Granny.
you know, give it to your girlfriend would mean that you actually know the people that's giving it to you.
She didn't know his phone number. She couldn't get in touch with him.
Like,
what
do
you have in three-way conversations and stuff over there?
Who?
You.
No, I'm not. I'm talking to y'all.
I'm
not talking to you,
Dick.
J-Rock. That was Dick.
Oh. It must be. And for everybody that's blaming me for cutting people off, let me tell y'all my history on this show.
I apologize. I was mean.
And I'm going to let y'all know. I said, y'all check the archives. I sit back until somebody call my name or come for me, and then I answer. But then the whole thing take my answer. Then they want to start trying to get loud, and I shut them the fuck down. Then they want to say I'm mad, I'm angry, I'm upset, I'm bipolar. Well, bitch, I am, but that don't have nothing to do with you not being able to take my answer.
Okay.
Now, on to the next one. I can't be crazy, but people can call in here and tell their whole goddamn story and nobody understands.
Well, y'all asked that bitch to call in here.
Dick insisted that.
Yes, y'all asked for that story. Don't complain about it once y'all got it. How you going to
Because
once
I
the cream
told
out
you
the game,
I was
you can't
lost.
Put it back
I was
in.
In the fucking woods and I couldn't find Grandmommy's house and somebody had to come and get me and take me there. I was lost.
Well, bitch, I'm still in the woods.
Well, get out the woods and pull your pants up.
What I got, from the whole thing is the positive sign means icon. Fuck it.
No, the positive sign means watch how the girls gag if he's at the concert.
Right.
Oh, forgive me. I'm sorry.
In other news.
In other news.
That just fucked me all up. What happened?
I don't know. We were Barbie.
Did you catch the name, though? Wasn't it something like Willie D or something like that? Like, who the fuck?
I don't know. I never even saw it in the room. So, and I'm glad I didn't see it in the room. So.
No, I'm saying she said the person's name. She said I got online and told everybody Willie D just gave me syphilis. And I'm like, Willie D, who the fuck?
Randall.
Oh, this person. Oh, okay.
Randall.
I'm like.
What is it?
She doesn't know either because she can't get in contact with him. She doesn't know either. She's trying to get in contact with him, and nobody has a contact number.
See, this is what I'm not going to do this.
I cannot.
With Mr. Man.
I cannot. Just give me a motherfucking gun so I can blow my brains out. I cannot tonight.
Wait, so she came from Mexico?
No, she said it was a Mexican boy outed her.
See, that's what I'm saying. We all confused.
No, she said she's from Mexico, and she comes from royalty.
But she said it was a Mexican boy. It was a Mexican boy who brought about her syphilis.
See, that's what I'm saying. We still all lost.
Car.
Bring her back on so we can get some
clarity.
No, you won't. The devil is alive.
But I just need to know who. Okay, so again, can somebody tell me who is she? Like, how did y'all know about
royalty,
this?
She's
an icon. She's Samal Barbie. You don't know her?
No, I don't.
They had posted a picture with Gimme One like a month ago with her and Amaya. Like, she transforms like into drag, but
okay,
she's not really that looking.
Kitties. My children, can somebody post a picture really quickly and tag me in it so I can know exactly who the child is? Maybe I will know who she is. If you know,
yeah,
I don't, it's a lot of people.
She's a fat girl. She's really thick.
Because she helped all the girls with a shirt or a pair of pants.
Yeah, shirt or two.
She made. I mean, but the bottom line is, if all that stuff really happened, that's really sad.
Yeah, that is.
I know.
I don't know what happened.
So, J-Rock, what are you doing over there?
Waiting to get a word in like I always do.
Go ahead, J-Rock. The floor is yours.
I have nothing to say now. I'm everybody's girlfriend.
Oh,
and I don't know you both.
Oh, J-Rock. Did you take your pill today?
J-Rock.
No, I did not take my pill today. I'm still lost. I'm like, but to tell you the truth, I'm still fucking in the woods.
Didn't I tell you just stay there in the woods is safer than coming out?
I'm about to sit Indian style and just start me a fucking campfire because, really, to tell y'all the truth, that story threw me to the fucking left. And I'm sitting
here.
It did. We're
just going to stay thrown.
I'm, like, actually sitting here and just, like, arguing back and forth with Devin on a in the room while y'all talking because I'm still lost.
Oh, Devin, the other icon. Oh.
Who? What, the icon of basement? Who?
Oh, mercy.
Lord of mercy.
He's talking about he's screaming, give it to your jack date. Get the fuck out of here.
Uh-uh.
Okay, we have a call, 404-536. 404-536.
Hey, y'all, it's Marcus again. I'm sorry. I was listening to talk about her situation. I'm just gagging.
Marcus, where are you?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, but it sounds like you're hiding from the police.
I'm yelling as loud as I can. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just a bad
thing. No, you're not.
Marcus, who is Simone Barbie?
Who is she?
Yeah,
she's just a girl from North Carolina. But, you know, a boy slash girl, you know.
You know her? You've seen her before?
Oh, yeah, she's a real person. She's definitely a real person.
Oh, okay.
I guess I'm calling to kind of talk about the whole supposedly somebody releasing her results. If that happened...
She said that someone set up her results to be positive. I don't believe that.
I'm not even going to believe that part. I heard the other part where she said, and, you know, they released the information. Yeah, how can someone... Okay, North Carolina is very much a confirmatory state. They don't even like doing rapid tests. They usually do blood tests. So you don't... It's very rare.
She said her test...
She said she waited
2 weeks. So it was a blood test.
When she said someone outed her, she was talking about in a room. Someone posted it in the room of her profile.
She waited two weeks for a confirmatory test in North Carolina?
That's what she said.
Oh, okay. And she actually had syphilis. The only way they can tell if you have syphilis is a blood test.
Oh.
Thank y'all. I'm pressing one. So they don't know you have syphilis until they run your blood. There's no way, you know. That's why a lot of times when you do an HIV test and your test comes as a preliminary positive, a oral swab, the only way they can detect that you have HIV is actually doing an actual blood test. North Carolina usually that step just an automatic blood test, so they don't know from the beginning, from the get go, because the rates are so high. Usually,
is the phone breaking up on y'all end?
Marcus, you said you're driving around. What are you doing?
Looking for the trade.
I'm in the same. What am I? Can you please stop saying that? You really don't know me, and I'm really upset. Don't like trade. I've never.
Well, maybe you're selling drugs. What are you doing, Marcus?
Marcus, you need to listen to the archives, sweetie, because they do sound like you're doing something, sweetie. You're whispering and like you either trying to sound sexy.
I'm not whispering.
Or
I'm yelling. If y'all should see me, I'm yelling. That's the bad part. I feel like I'm yelling.
Oh, boy.
Let me try and answer. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
I'm really gagging. I'm yelling through the phone. Maybe I dropped her one too many times. I'm really gagging. Rodney, text me and let me know if I sound horrible or call me on the other line.
Maybe you in the woods like we all are. You just sound, and it just sounds far away.
Right.
That might be an answer, but I know I ain't whispering. Does it sound better now?
No, it's still the same.
Oh, shit, I don't know. Oh, well. But, no, that's all I wanted to say about Simone. You know, if that part is true, you need to contact Darren from Carolina Care. He'll definitely put you in contact with the right people to file a logical complaint that's going to be, you know, taken seriously. And the other part,
wouldn't that be considered a lawsuit? Wouldn't you have a lawsuit with that?
Yeah.
I told him that. I said, you should look into that, and he said he's going to shut down the government again.
Fuck the government. Shut it down. I want my coin.
He said, but he said shut it down again.
Again, though.
So basically, this is the first time she's been to the clinic.
So maybe she was the one who shut it down last time.
I cannot.
I don't know what was worse, that story or Milan's video.
Milan video.
She was in Milan's video.
No.
Oh, I was going to say, what?
Dick, we're not talking about your girl from Milan. We're not talking about Milan. Don't go off.
That's all I heard was Milan's video. I mean, she was in Milan's video, so I'm thinking that Simone Barbie was in Milan's video. I thought she was, like, dancing in the background or something. I didn't know. I don't know how. I'm lost. Fuck it.
She really is a beautiful girl. She's just misunderstood. She really is a beautiful.
Cool.
She really has the potential to be one of the it factors in ballroom. It just...
I'm trying to figure out what you mean. She's just misunderstood. Is she misunderstood or she misleads?
No, she's misunderstood. She's created a lot of enemies that don't really care for her. And I think it's because she's so direct, but she really is a beautiful girl. You know, like,
I've seen her pictures from Butch to Drag. Yeah, she's real out as a girl, real out.
Right, and so some people, I think she thinks everybody is being envious of her when sometimes that may be the case, but some people really do want to be her friend, but I guess she doesn't know who to accept as a friend and who not, so she needs a lot of enemies. So I think what she's been for this beautiful girl, you know, she's
going to be for I'm still waiting for somebody to post a picture of her in the room.
She made all of them private. Her whole profile is private. It's just like two pictures that are like nothing to do with who she is at all.
Come on, Simone
Barbie. Simone Barbie, if you're out there, could you please post a picture so we can know who you are, even though we all know who you are. Just some people, the people who don't, we can know who you are, and you know, we can probably root and grasp behind you to, you know, shut this government down and get you on the right track.
You know what?
You know what, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I would have listened to that story again, I would have rather talked to Bishop.
Where's Bishop?
I would have rather talked to Bishop.
Now I'm out the woods. What you say?
I would have rather talked to Bishop than to hear that story again. That shit got me fucked up. I'm, like, totally lost for the night.
That had to be a horrible story.
It was.
I'm sorry for your pain and for trauma you have been through.
I'm lost.
That was a lot to take in. I'm not sure where I'm...
Well, Bishop, if you're listening, Dick Johnson wants to talk to you, so press one.
Jason, you tried it.
On that note,
Bishop, you know what? If Bishop presses one, I'm going to have Bishop answer some questions that y'all probably don't even know about Bishop.
You did not just cut off Jasmine when she said, on that note, bam, you cut off. We was about to hear something.
I can't hear Jasmine.
Because he always is cutting people off. It's okay, child. And
I can't hear Jasmine.
I think I know who Chris Yeah. Simone Barbie is that the person that goes by Christian Capone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know who that child is. I've seen her a million times.
I know
her. He talks about himself in third person tonight as if it was somebody else, so yeah.
She is an icon.
And there are two different people with him. Christian and Simone are, so.
Wait a minute, Jason, you said she an icon.
I never said that. She said she was an icon.
She said she was an icon.
She said she was an icon.
Sharon Rock says she is an icon. Okay. Yeah, I know who she is, though.
And I know
who she
is.
Oh, yeah, she just really, she looks good as a girl and stuff like that. I've seen her a million times.
Mm-hmm.
She's a sweetheart. I didn't know who she, you know, I don't be knowing your little names, honey.
I'm a party girl.
That's what I'm saying. If you're just the same person I think y'all talking about, she's been out since, like, before the 90s. Is this person
J-Rock,
old?
J-Rock, this
no,
girl is not 21 yet.
Oh, okay, I thought you said Capone. I was like, okay, hold on.
No, she's not even, she might be 21. Right?
Different person, totally different.
Yeah, that done fucked all the trash up and emptied the trash can and everything. It's nothing they can left to even pour out on the table. I'm fucked up.
Yeah,
I don't even smoke, but I need a blunt. Amir, get your ass out that closet.
Can y'all tell me what's up with this new little comic, Bit Bites, whatever that shit is called? What is up with all that?
Bit Strip?
Yeah, Bit Strips. What is everybody doing now? Everybody wants to go into comics and cartoon characters.
And they're making their body wrong.
They don't even move. I just think it's a key thing. They write.
Oh, I have a public announcement. I need to make an announcement really quickly. My birthday is coming up in December, and I want the iPad Air. So, you know, it'll be sweet.
Kai, you heard that, Kai. She wants the iPad Air.
iPad Air 64 gig. You know, don't forget iPad Air 64 gig.
Okay. Is it true that girl gave that boyfriend a heart transplant? That after everybody kept posting everything about her last night, she gave him the money back?
Wait, she did?
We didn't hear that.
Supposedly, she gave him his money back.
Now, why would you say we were just talking about that earlier? So you just found that T.O.?
I was gone. I had to get kicked off, so I don't know what y'all was talking about.
If she gave the money back, that's good.
Yeah, that's nice. She shouldn't have stolen it again.
Well, she didn't really steal it because she was the one that set up the account.
Right.
But I said that on the first one, when we first brought it up on the show, I said that why don't they set it up the correct way instead of having somebody else deal with it? This is what's going to happen, and certain enough it did.
Shamika.
Huh?
Oh, I had seen two numbers for you.
You say you've seen two numbers for me?
Yeah, but I see it. It's good. Now we're just trying to see who all was online.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's Trash Talk Tuesday. What's going on? What are y'all talking about?
Okay, so somebody just put my inbox in. Somebody just put in my inbox and said, hot topic for the night. There seems to be a lot of people out here dealing with sex. So since we're going to talk about sex, let's take it on a lighter note. What position are you, and how much can you take, if y'all want to touch that topic?
Y'all are trying it now.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Y'all should have talked about that at 1 o'clock, not 2 o'clock, too.
To start it off, you know, I like water sports. That's all I'm into.
You like what?
Water sports.
She want to be pissed on and spanked.
Yeah.
London's a dirty girl. J-Rock?
Jasmine?
Baby, I don't. You don't ask women questions like that. What the hell is wrong with you? That's your problem, Dick, honey. That's why the girls really have a problem with you.
How would you just say it?
You don't ask girls those type of questions, honey. I'm not your average girl. You don't do shit like that.
Oh no!
What's your position, Dick?
Well, I'm a top. I'm a top.
Let me get him together, Dick. You're a top.
I am.
Have you always been a top, Dick?
Yeah, I've tried other things at one time. Was it just once you did it?
You never tried
it
before.
It was only once I did it.
You're more than once.
Just once.
How old are you?
I'm not telling that, but just once.
Are you in your 20s?
Late 20s?
So in late 20s, and you only tried it one time.
I only tried it once, and it hurt so bad to the point to where it was burning. It was a burning sensation
that I would never forget.
It was a burning sensation.
Doesn't sound too good.
I'm a real person. I'm gonna be blatantly honest. What ended up happening was that this was a time period where I didn't know what I really wanted to do as far as I knew I was attracted to females or whatever. And the femme queens that I had seen at the time or whatever, they were not up to my liking. Let's say it that way. They weren't to my liking. So, but I did meet a person that I was really, really cool with or whatever. We were almost like best friends. Anyway, he popped the pill or whatever, and he started getting a little freaky and all this kind of stuff or whatever the case it was, you know what I'm saying? So we got to playing around, and I yacked him, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, well, since you yacked me, you know what I'm saying, let me yak you back. So I'm like, well, you know what, fuck it, what it is, you know what I'm saying? And I attempted to let him do it, whatever the case it was. So he put the little rubber on or whatever, and it bust or whatever. So we didn't have no more rubbers. So we ended up going walking because I didn't have a car at the time. I was really young. We ended up walking to CVS, the 24-hour CVS or whatever. We went and got some more condoms, came back.
You couldn't have been that young, though, Dick. You couldn't have been that young if they popped a pill. Now, come on.
Oh, yeah. At Nations and D.C., I didn't pop a pill. I don't get down. He popped a pill. He was high. We went to Nations in D.C. If anybody knows what that is, Nations around the corner from the Edge and the Wet. Or whatever. But anyway, we came back and with the little rubbers or whatever the case it is, and I didn't even attempt to use lube or whatever the case it is. So he attempted to shove, and it was a burning sensation, and even make it one-third of the way in, I quit. That was that. I never tried it again. It wasn't my thing.
Okay. You're still a virgin.
You don't try.
So, Dick, I remember you saying something like, if you were to take Dick, you would probably take it better than most of the girls. You couldn't even put it halfway.
Yeah, because I'm adamant about anything. Well, this is my thing. I'm at this point in time in my life, I'm adamant about anything that I do. You know what I'm saying? If I want to do something or whatever the case it is, you know what I'm saying, I'll do it to the best of my ability. Do I want to try that again or revisit that? I don't. I have no desire to. I like plunging the girls, you know what I'm saying? And that just is what it is. I mean, to be perfectly honest, doing what I do or whatever, sex really doesn't even arouse me all like that anyway, based upon the fact that, you know, I'd rather talk to a person, cuddle, hold hands, watch movies, talk about other things, whatever the case is. I'm not really turned on by sex like that no more.
Boo.
So do you have a small...
You said what?
No, I want to know, is it because you have a small man part?
A small dick?
Oh, no.
No, not at all.
I believe he made that very clear.
I'm keying at Shamika saying, do you have a small, you know, man part?
Yeah, not at all.
And then I'm gagging at the other girl saying, oh, no, no, he doesn't know.
Like they know for sure.
Y'all are so fucking thirsty.
Like they know for sure.
Miss London over there talking about,
whatever the case it is.
Miss London's over there talking about, like London knew, bitch.
You caught it. No.
Yeah, I caught it, girl. I think I heard J-Rock back there, too, saying, J-Rock?
I said, wow, because when she asked that question.
This is my thing. That's something that I don't have to ever lie about, and something I'm not going to lie about, because me being where I am right now on this radio show, sooner or later, it's going to come out. Or whatever the case it is, there have been things in my past that are in my past or whatever that I haven't talked about as of yet that I'm sure people are going to dig up and work out with, you know what I'm saying, as far as pictures and all that type of shit or whatever. So I've been just waiting for them to hit the airwaves or whatever. They just haven't done it yet.
I mean, even me at 20, I know there's a few things maybe on the internet that the girls could dig up on me, but they're not smart enough to do that. So I'll keep it going.
Right. They're out there. Pictures of me butt-ass naked are out there. They just haven't found them yet.
No, but the right conversation, like, we have the right conversation on here one of these nights, and I will probably see whatever it may be before they get to it. So.
I got pictures out there, too, so I don't care.
Wow.
I almost ended up in the porno industry at one time. They told me I was gonna be a model for Abercrombie or something like that.
Abercrombie.
And Fitch. And that is not what that book was given when I went to that photo shoot.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And they be trying to get the sailors on the West Coast. Well, I seen the coin, though. I almost did it. But my morals kicked in. I'm higher than that, unless they had a higher coin.
Yeah, the only thing that kept me so far out the porn industry is my parents and me going to school. I'm serious.
And you?
I'm a Scorpio.
A lot of girls do that to pay their way through school.
Right. But I'm not that bold. Like, that really does take, like, you have to be really bold. Like, I couldn't be a stripper because I think somebody would see me that I don't want to be seen. So, you know, that's a lot of people I know from high school are dancers, and it's like, bitch, I expected you to be, but not me. I was like a teacher's pet. Not really a teacher's pet, but I, like, talk shit a lot.
Them the freaks. Them the ones that love to dig.
No. No, in high school.
Well, yeah,
so I have
I
a question for everybody.
Was,
we have 5 minutes left into the show. I'm sorry. We have 5 minutes left into the show before we go into record mode. I have a question for everybody, though. What do people do in your town, in your area? What do you guys do for Halloween? If you know, a lot of you guys know I love Halloween. I love, you know, horror. Mm-hmm. I love everything about Halloween and stuff. What do you guys do in your area, and what are you doing this Halloween? I'm starting from the top going down to the bottom in the order that you guys called in. J-Rock, what are you doing for Halloween this year, and what do they do in your area in Texas?
Baby, I go to church on Halloween. I don't do with that with witchcraft stuff and all that stuff. I get in there with the Lord, and I sit down at church, and they tell us don't go to all that stuff, you know, and we praise the Lord. I'm lying. That's what they told me, but I'm going to tell you what we really do. We go to, like, either Halloween parties. Haunted houses is big in Texas because it's a lot of old abandoned, like, meat factories and buildings and stuff like that. And it's a lot of haunted houses down here that say if you get through, you'll get your money back. If you make it through this haunted house, you'll get your money back. And a lot of people don't make it through that damn haunted house. So I went through those type of haunted houses. And really like the costume parties and stuff like that. But what I'm doing this Halloween, I have no idea. I'll probably be working or either sitting in my house enjoying my couch.
Okay. Dick, in your area, where is your area? Where are you?
Well, at this point in current time, I'm in Detroit. And in Detroit, you don't really do anything for Halloween because they call it Devil's Night. And what Devil's Night consists of is the people, the younger guys and the straight genre, go out and regardless of if it's an abandoned house or somebody lives in it, they burn your house down while you're inside of it or you don't have to be in it or whatever. So it's really safe to stay inside. But if you Google it, it's called Devil's Night in Detroit. So you really have to stay up and, like, look out your windows to make sure nobody's setting your house on fire at night.
Bitch, I have I will be ready for them.
So as far as people getting dressed up, trick-or-treating, things of that sort, we're not talking about just in the ghetto and stuff. Nobody does anything fun.
What they do in Detroit or whatever is they, instead of celebrating, celebrating Halloween because it's Devil's Night, after Halloween, they have something called a turnabout where, like, the whole city pretty much the Thug Realness Boys, everybody gets in drag or whatever, and the femme queens, you know, come out as boys or whatever, and they go out and they have it's like a drag show. But, yeah, that's
Thug
about it.
Thug Realness Boys get in drag.
Yeah, they do.
Just to have fun for one night only.
Yeah.
Okay. I just thought I was we can move on. Just thought I would make sure you.
Well, J-Rock, you know about turnabout shows and stuff. They don't do that in Texas. I know in the pageant, the showgirls do that a lot.
I had forgot about that. Yes, they do a lot. Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio, they do turnabout shows on Halloween or either the weekend. It depends on what night the club night fall on. They'll do turnabout shows and turnabout.
Yeah,
it's
very very entertaining. Your regular show cast members, all the drag girls would come up as boys, and the male entertainers and stuff would come out as girls and do numbers and stuff.
The ones that they, you can't see. But here, if you've done it before, you can't do it no more. It has to be somebody that you would like gag. So
yeah,
so it's kind of getting boring now because all the girls and be a turnabout except for me.
Well, out here we have
London. What do you do in your area?
It's something called Zombie Horror Camp, and, you know, it's a bunch of parties, and once it turns nighttime, everyone comes out. It's like the whole neighborhood gets together and do something. It's not like people stay home and, you know, everyone can trick-or-treat, everyone can have fun. We have screenings, plays, different stuff goes on.
Wow, that's what you guys do over there? That's cool. Jason?
Well, there's a lot. They have a parade in, like, South Point and Canton and Best Costume, and then they do have an Edgar Allan Poe tour, and then there's, like, a haunted hotel in South Point that people go to and stuff, and then they tell ghost stories and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, and Shamika, in your wild town, what do you guys do?
Baby.
They have a lot of haunted houses and stuff. Well, not really a lot, probably like a few of them, haunted houses, but I don't really do haunted houses. As far as the kids, they go trick-or-treating in their area, but most of them, their parents bring them to, like, the St. Charles area because they have really good candy. You know, that's where a lot of the rich people live. And as far as, like, the nighttime, you know, everybody dress up and go on bourbon and have a good time and see some wild
stuff. How long does bourbon stay open, 24 hours?
Yes.
I just left her this weekend. Yes. Ooh.
24 hours. Yes. Bars open.
Drink.
Most restaurants still open. Some restaurants are closed at like probably 2 or 3, but they do have a few dining places that are 24 hours in the area.
Baby, I go straight to Jean.
You like the purple? They're not the same. They're not as good as they used to be. You know, they were taken over by different owners.
But
I do honest, so they don't taste as good to me.
Oh, well, I had me a shrimp.
But I like my roasties.
Oh. or either go to Sweet Pussy Pauline behind Jeans and get you a daiquiri.
Yeah. They daiquiris are too strong for me. I'm not really much of a drink. And then I make 21 November 6th, so I don't know. I think I want my first drink to be like a hand grenade or something. Like that.
Only one. Don't do more than one.
So what is everybody doing? You guys didn't say exactly what you guys are doing for Halloween this year. Dick, what are you doing for Halloween?
I'll be in New York.
So you're going to be going to the parade and stuff?
No, I probably won't have time for that, but I'll be in New York.
And in London, what are you doing?
I'm either going to be a square or a frog. I'm not sure, but I'm definitely going to go trick-or-treating.
And Jason, what are you doing for Halloween?
Dressing up as the Mad Hatter and going to Fells Point with my cousins for the parade.
And Shamika?
I'm not sure what I want to be. I asked for something out of Andre's closet, but I didn't get a reply back to me. So, most likely I'll go find a costume from somewhere. I was thinking about being a Hooters girl, but sometime in New Orleans it gets cold exactly on Halloween night. So that wouldn't be a good idea to be a Hooters girl. So.
Does anybody remember, or did they ever do this in your town the night before Halloween? It was called Goosey Night, where everybody threw eggs and stuff at the car and cars and threw toilet paper.
They throw eggs at people and everything.
No, they don't do that here. We ain't wasting no eggs.
It's a fight, baby. They don't fight
again. And
your mama been
right on the car windows and stuff.
Oh, so they were into TPing things. I don't put them type of.
Yeah, I've seen people get their yards
TP'd.
I think I'm going to go to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights this year. I think I actually want to go on Halloween night. But,
that sounds that would be awesome.
Yeah, I went I went a few times. I don't like to go every year because it just turns into the same thing. But I went a few years ago for I think it was the 20th anniversary. And it was fun. And I want to go this year because there's the different themes that they have. Evil Dead and Walking Dead and
Is it fun?
Bunch of stuff. Yeah, it's actually fun. You know, Universal Studios, what they do is they shut the regular theme park down. I don't know if anyone's been to Universal Studios here in Orlando, but they have two theme parks, Islands of Adventure and the original Universal Studios. And what they do is they shut it down at a certain time. It's for a month or so. They shut it down maybe 4 or 5 o'clock or whatever, and then they open up. They open it up for nighttime to 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning where they have haunted houses haunted house sets built where you actually go through different, themed haunted houses and stuff. Those ones be long as hell. I can't even remember. I could look it up, but I can't even remember. Let me see. They have different haunted house themes. I just thought about those lines. Oh, my God. And you actually walk through different ones based on the theme. Like this year they have Cabin in the Woods, Walking Dead, Resident Evil, little things like that.
I mean, it's Universal Studios, so I know it's worth it, whatever it is. And, they put a lot into stuff like that. I would rather spend my money there than a haunted house here.
Yeah, it's really good, and as you're going through the park itself, they're chasing you with chainsaws and walking around as zombies and hiding in bushes and things of that sort, always jumping out. And, it's really dark. It's actually fun. It's interesting.
You know what, Shamika? I wonder, do they still do the masquerades though down in New Orleans?
As far as what, Halloween night?
Like on Halloween night, they be having those masquerade parties instead, over there by St. Charles and stuff like that.
they have a lot of parties in the French Quarter area and St. Charles area in New Orleans all the time. You ever been to Port au Call before when you come here?
Yeah,
I know one of their owners. My mom had went to their party like last year because she's always in there. Like I eat there for free all the time, and she's there like every day. Every other day, and I know one of the owners, the big cocky one, Mike, he has one of those big houses across the street, and him and the man who owns the garbage company here, who's best friend with Lenny Kravitz, they do some type of big party too every year.
See, but I be thinking when I see those masquerades, I always think about that movie Eyes Wide Shut.
Never heard of it.
Oh, you need to watch it.
Is it on Netflix?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, they are lighting you in that room, J-Rock?
J-Rock,
they lighting you in that room, baby.
No, I didn't get a chance to watch it yet.
Oh, I forgot they have an express pass. So if I go, I got to remember to get that express pass, child.
Oh, so you don't have to wait in line? Is it kind of like a fast pass you get when you go there?
Yeah, it is a fast pass. I'm looking at it now. I'm trying to figure out how much it costs to get in. General admin. Oh, I'm a Florida resident, so Florida resident.
Wait, you have to show ID and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to get the little discount. Okay, here it goes. So it's $91.
Oof.
It's Universal Studios. I would not be mad about that.
But if you're
they
a Florida resident, if you're a Florida resident, you spend $42, so that's hot.
Yeah.
That's crazy because you would think that if people travel, that they would have to spend less money than more money.
Right, because we pay for gas.
Yeah, that don't even make sense.
Mileage.
No, I think they just want to make their money, and they have a lot of tourists, so I guess.
Yeah, thing about Universal Studios and Disney World is, honey, the money that they make because of tourists.
Wait, so do y'all get discounts on the parks too at like regular time of the year? Y'all get discounts for all the residents?
Yeah, as a Florida resident, you definitely get discounts. Definitely get discounts.
That's what's up. But before the storm, that we had a resort in Florida. And we used to go there for no reason at all. Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend, and then after the storm, we kind of let it go. But I was there like every summer. And the last time I went was senior trip, and it was a mess. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh, but see, they get you. You pay 50.
On the washing dryers, in a pool, they were acting like savages. It was scandal down.
Oh, this is crazy. Yeah, they get you with these. The express pass is $60. $60 alone just to be able to get through the lines fast.
And then you pay how much?
And then you pay the $42. Wait.
Yeah, see, they get you. They always get you.
Even if you're from Florida.
Yeah, you still end up paying $90. So imagine a person that doesn't have a Florida residence, they're paying $99 plus the 50 or 60 to get on the express pass.
Oh, that's messed up.
But, yeah, it'd be worth it, though, child. Don't nobody feel like going through those lines, don't they?
Right.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that this year. What? Oh, this is 23. Yeah, I went to Halloween Horror Nights 20. I think this will be cool. I'm just.
And how long how long is it usually? Like approximately.
Let's see. Like, for example, I think I want to go Halloween night. It says from 6:30 to 12 a.m. If you go on a Friday or Saturday, though, which is cool, maybe I won't go on Halloween night. It's from 6:30 to 2 a.m. Or even Sundays till 2 a.m. That's cool.
Right, get your money's worth.
Yeah, it's to get your money's worth. Oh, yeah. Well, that Thursday the 24th, the Friday The Saturday and the Sunday is from 6:30 to 2 a.m. Yeah, that sounds much better, actually. Mm-hmm. That sounds much better. How long is that? 6:30 to 7 a.m. But it's 7.5 hours. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I sound like you're so tired and drained and everything.
Yeah, I think everyone is beat.
Well, tomorrow, I don't know what to do about tomorrow night because I do have a topic that somebody will be bringing to the light tomorrow. I also have a little bit of good news. I don't know if she wants me to share it or not, but somebody might be coming home soon, so be on the lookout for her. And what else? I don't know what I'm going to talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow might be because I, you know, didn't really finish getting a lot of stuff off my chest last week because of me not feeling well. I may kind of just go over a little bit of news that I want to go over tomorrow and touch up on some of that stuff. As far as current events go, J-Rock, I think, J-Rock, you still there?
I'm right here.
Do you want to tell them what tomorrow, what you want to talk about tomorrow?
I mean, well, tomorrow night I wanted to bring up a topic, but hopefully some parents will call in, kind of like they've done in the past. But this time I just wanted to know, like, parents out there that feel like their child is gay, or feel like they can see some signs in that child that they are gay or whatever, and give those parents some tips on what they can do as parents to make sure that their child don't fall into the wrong hands, the wrong crowd, because a lot of times when they disown these children, and I was going to tell y'all some horror stories tomorrow that I got told about some kids that when they came out at 15 and 14 because they got thrown away, of how they became, like, pretty much doormats for certain people and stuff like that, groups of friends and living in houses and stuff, and they thinking that's how the gay life is supposed to be, you know, and then getting turned out and then turning like 20-something to realize that they have just been used, abused, now they scarred, now they on drugs, now they're, you know, they're really fucked up in the head. But it all could have been prevented if you would have just, you know, if my child gonna be gay, that doesn't mean, you know, you can't finish your education, just still be a good person and stuff like that. I mean, but I'll go deeper into it tomorrow.
All right. What I would like people to do is to be able to call in on Wednesday night. I don't just want it to be about what Jasmine wants to talk about. The State of Emergency show was built basically around you people, the listening audience, and it's really about what you guys want to talk about. And, you know, it's open for you guys unless it's something, one particular issue that I'm bringing to the table, but it's really about something that you want to face. I always love when J-Rock brings up these topics because I know J-Rock deals with a lot of young people in this world, straight and gay, you know, when he's dealing with the military and things of that sort. So I know he has a lot of stories, but I'm sure you all have a lot of stories that you can share. And a lot of things that you face or things that you may have come across or things that you actually have experienced or still are experiencing. So, you know, kind of keep that in mind. Don't be afraid to inbox me a topic. Don't be afraid to inbox me a question and stuff and bring it to the table. We may not be like a Monday or Tuesday night with 1,000 people listening and stuff, but believe me, there's still hundreds of people that do listen to it and download it, and you never know what you say or what you've been through or what you're sharing can actually touch someone else's life, or you may learn from somebody else. So always keep that in mind. I know y'all love the tea and the gossip and all the shade and stuff, but as you see tonight, sometimes it gets a little draining and boring. So, you know, let's talk about some real issues and real things that's going on in our life, because that's things that we face each and every day. So just kind of think about this. I think that's a wonderful thing, because as you see, with every show that we have and every season that changes, there's always new life on this show, new voices, new characters. And that's because there's always a new generation of people that come into our community and a whole new generation of people that are coming into the ballroom itself. And, you know, I'm sure that they're facing so many issues as well. And, you know, it's just something that we need to talk about and share, and maybe sometimes it's something that we need to repeat. As you know, sometimes you just got to keep plugging it in their ear in order for them to, you know, listen. So I would love if everybody can be like J-Rock, you, Dick, Calvin, Jason, London sometimes. I know sometimes you sit with us, or you can always send a message over to Jason and myself, London. And, you know, send over a topic. I know sometimes you have topics on your show as well. But, you know, send over a topic. I know you've done it in the past. Shamika, you as well. You as a woman and stuff like that. We have women listeners. We have, you know, different people out there that listen. I'm sure that, you know, there's a lot of stuff. And I know you've done that in the past as well. And I think that would be perfect. You know, and that's how I want tomorrow's show to be. You know, Dick, I really think you have a problem with pussy.
No, no shade. No shade. I thought she was just real out. Oh, my God.
I'm a woman. 100%
You play too much.
Pat doesn't think he has
a problem. I thought she was as real as fuck. Oh,
I really think you have a problem with, I think you have a problem with, what is it? I don't get it.
No, that just fucked me up. Okay, I'm done.
So on that note, anybody want to sing a song?
Sing what song?
I love you.
Oh my
you
God.
Love me.
No.
Come on, London, you can do it.
I love you. You.
You love me.
Love
we're
you.
A happy family.
Family with the film
clean
and dragging part in between just for you. Yes. We are cute. I love you guys. You know, tonight just probably wasn't our night. Last week was a really good show. We did really good last week. You know, every night is not going to be the best night, but I always enjoy, you know, being on the phone with you guys.
Oh,
I get on the phone with you guys as well. I really, really do. And I think it could have been,
and
I think it could have been
more,
a lot better.
I
think one topic just threw it off.
I really wish you guys liked Dick more.
I think Dick is cool.
I just don't have a problem with Dick, but maybe, you know, the person on the show, but not Dick. But, in other notes, if anybody is coming to Dallas for the Who Do You Think You Are law, y'all are going to have a good time that weekend. It's a lot of stuff going on that weekend that I probably just shouldn't be talking about on the show, but I am. It's going to be a lot of bunnies because it's always Easter in Dallas. We know that. They're having a ball early so people can cut out and go to, you know, Club Icons and, you know, go have fun.
They paid for a commercial, honey. They can. You can talk about it.
I know. That's why I was talking about it. No, I was saying, okay, no. See, the commercial is about the ball. I was talking about all the other stuff that go on outside of the ball.
You know. You can talk about that, too. I hear echo.
So we have one topic for tomorrow. We have one topic for tomorrow coming from J-Rock, and then we have something from coming from you that you wanted to touch in from last week when you were not feeling well, which leaves, like, a lot of room open or whatever. Can we even touch on the subject, I mean, the topic of signs of cheating, signs of catching your partner cheating?
Right.
I thought I just seen somebody press one. Yeah, that's cool, too. Did somebody just press one? If you did, you can press it again. I'm sorry, I didn't see you. Jason over there falling asleep.
I am not.
What are you doing, Jason?
I'm not trying to talk over people, and I'm sick of being talked over, so I'm just being quiet.
You pulling one of my
Who talked over you, Jason? Come on.
It's okay.
No, don't do that. All this sensitivity, all this sensitive. That's what I don't understand. A sensitive butch queen.
I'm far from sensitive, and you know that. But I'm good. I mean, I talked enough tonight. I'm okay. I'm trying to catch up on my TV shows.
Yeah, y'all do be talking over each other now. It is. It's the key. I was about to say something again, and I forgot. Dick, yeah, somebody pressed one. Dick, child. You said, can
I
we talk about
too.
Cheating?
I guess they don't know what they're doing, Jasmine.
You can talk about signs of cheating, and what else? There was a couple of things. I know what I wanted to talk about. Yeah, the Who Do You Think You Are ball, November 30th. Don't forget about that. Also, for you girls in Florida, especially the southern part of Florida, don't forget Sierra Mizrahi's African Affair Ball, November 15th. Grand Prize Tag Team Face, open to all Tag Team Face. And for all you pageant girls or you girls that know how to put a gown together, $500 for our Best Gown Presentation. I think that's actually cute that she incorporated that into a ball. It's cute, always good to draw that pageant scene in there. I mean, showgirls into the ballroom. So I think that would be kind of cute. So, November 15th, if you guys are in Florida, it's real nice in Florida in the November, December, January months. And also in Texas, you know, so couple of balls coming up. Don't miss out on them. And if you guys have a commercial, have a ball coming up and you want it to be promoted on the air, on the show, to be able to come on the show and talk about your ball, as well as any promotion you want to do within our group and have banners made and stuff like that and not get kicked out of the room for promoting your ball, please hit me up directly so we can get you a commercial and some banners and stuff made so you can promote and talk and we can have commercials and things playing to promote your ball. Or if you feel fab and feel like you don't need to do it, then, you know, more power to you. Everybody don't need a commercial to get the girls in the building.
What the hell is that?
So are y'all just, you know, done for the night, child, or y'all wanna play pity pat or something?
I mean, it's whatever. Linda, how you feeling? What you feeling like?
You know,
tired, sweetie?
I'm kind of beat.
Kind of beat.
Kind of worn out a little bit. But, you know, if you guys want to, it's up to you guys.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to offend anybody.
Are you sure?
Right, I don't want, you know.
I do want to offend some people, but I don't want the aftermath. So, on that note.
What? Have you got some trash to talk? Because
actually, it's about you, J-Rock.
Ooh.
Go ahead. See, that's what you got.
No,
that's what you got to understand about me. Make sure, Just make sure when you talk, you just go ahead and say it. I've never told nobody. Don't never hold your tongue. What you got to say?
Southern come pot pot. Talking to the dog, letting my Doberman pinchers out. No, necessarily, really. I really don't, you know, have too much that I want to put out as of just yet. You know, when I do dish it, I be wanting it to be verified and steaming hot, all parts. You know, all parts of it.
So it must not be about me then.
I hate all these little subliminal stuff. What the hell are you talking about, child? What are you talking about? What's all the subliminal messages?
No, I just said I don't really have anything to say. I was just fucking with J-Rock. That was all.
Bless his heart, Jesus.
I mean, with any topic can wake it the fuck up. I mean, if you want to be,
I just want to know why the girls can't take. I don't understand that.
What they can't take.
They're never going to be able to take. The girls can only take what they can do. A lot of times I do believe that a lot of people are jealous. You know, they see an opportunity that they wish they could have probably had, and they missed the opportunity, or they wouldn't been enough to take the opportunity, so they get upset. They get upset and they want to tear your spirit down and tear your 5 seconds of fame down or whatever because of something that they wish they could have done. And that's okay. That's okay.
Only
because
five
what
seconds?
You have to understand in
five seconds
with 3 or 4 hours, however it goes. But what you get to understand is that to be popular, you have to be two things, and that's to be loved and to be hated. To be loved is for people to listen, and to be hated is for people to keep your name in their mouth, and it's out in the streets constantly. So one way or another, you know what I'm saying, I'm still getting the recognition.
You made me dizzy again. I don't know what you're talking about.
You talking about these hoes that don't want to see me on the floor, but they got something to say.
Oh, that's what we were just talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That too.
They just mad because I can go in their category, and I probably can slay them in their own category.
I truly need to take this blonde wig off.
Who?
So what is the deal? Like, are the girls really mad? 716-939, you're on the air.
I was about to say, so are y'all going to walk against each other or what, J-Rock and Dick?
We don't want the same category.
What is your category, Dick? Because that's the thing about me. I'll probably walk your
so
category.
So get to that and stop beating around the bush, because y'all making it.
I can walk a plethora. Right? I can walk a plethora of things. I can walk realness, realness. I can walk realness with a twist. Actually, performance if I choose. If the category calls
so
it too crazy, like those stretch pants and all that shit.
What's the next ball in that we can meet in the middle of the map? What's the next ball?
You twist.
The what?
You twist.
Oh yes.
How you?
We can make it hot. We'll decide on what category. What we'll do is we'll find the next other coming balls. We'll see what's hot. What category is hot? We both like the category or whatever, and we'll pump.
I tell you what, you pick it, and I'll be there.
Sounds cute.
Sounds like a batter to me.
Well, I'm sorry that you're gonna have to pack your bags and go back as a loser, but let's go.
I feel you. Ain't nothing wrong with being confident, sweetie.
I'm just
there is no greater cancer of a human soul than envy. Celebrate the success of others, and yours will surely come.
At the end of that's some shit my alarm just wrote. But at the end of the day, just remember you'll be. at the end of the day, you said what?
You said at the end of the day, remember what?
No, just at the end of the day, just don't be upset with me.
Oh, I'll never be upset when I'm taking a trophy.
Oh, I cuss up, baby. You gotta step your pussy up.
You might cut up, but I cut down.
I'm ready.
You know what? This is starting to sound a little too sexual for my ears. And, you know, on that note, I probably have to play a song.
Every time you come around my lunch and bridge, wanna go.
Because y'all be playing too much.
Wait a minute. Hold on. How is this sounding sexual to your ears? I've never been a subliminal person. I'm talking about straight up competition.
No, he said pussy.
Honey.
Well, I
what came on TV tonight? You know, what I really want to do there, J-Rock, is first we should walk Thug Realness first, and after that, Pump Twist. At the next bar after.
That's fine too. You pick the function, and I'll be there.
Okay.
It has to be after J-Rock. But you know what? That's so funny, what's so funny about it is, this is the way it's supposed to be. If you want to battle somebody, you call them out and you see them on the floor, and you leave it on the floor. You don't go into fake profiles and start trying to read people because you can't do what they do. You late, tired, faggot.
So now
right.
You want
to
read. So now we.
If J-Rock was to win a trophy over me or win over me or sit me or whatever the case is, it would never be any shade. That just means I have to work harder to get her next time.
Right.
Did I call this number
what's
before? 832-491?
Hey, Prada.
Hey,
what's up?
That's my sister Prada. What's up?
Hey, Prada. Hey. So I'm calling J-Rock and Dick out for the realness. What's up?
Uh-oh. Are they serious about Thug Realness? Because I thought I was watching the beginning of a gay porno.
Mm.
Yeah.
I cut the TV off.
Y'all don't know that. They're all females.
I mean, I could turn the trade on for you. That's not no key.
What'd you say, Prada? They're all female thugs.
Yes, and I want to see both of y'all at the bed. What's up?
Wait, female thugs?
Queen Latifah set it off.
Yes, please.
Hold on, y'all. I might make it hot. Hold on 1 second, y'all. I might make it hot. Hold on 1 second.
I'm a woman.
Oh, here we go.
Now, what the fuck are we holding on for?
No, he's dramatic.
When Prada just said, I'm a woman, she sounded like the one that calls it, I'm a woman. That ain't me. I don't call from block numbers.
She don't call from block numbers.
Did y'all see the Vine clip of her running from the haters?
Okay, so everybody, I don't mean to cut you off, but we had an incident last weekend at the ball. Weekend before at the Auga Ball or whatever, and Keisha Revlon and Jade got into something where Jade was maced. We have Keisha Revlon on the line now.
Keisha Revlon.
Hey.
What's going on?
Who is that?
London.
That's London.
Hey, London.
Hey, girl.
How are you, Keisha? This is Jasmine. You being a good girl.
Hey, Jasmine. I'm always a good girl, Jasmine. I don't. If anybody who knows me, I don't bother nobody unless you bother me or someone I'm really close with.
I know that's right.
I don't get into foolishness.
So what happened?
So did you have a day court yet?
Huh?
Did you get your day in court yet? Did she pull out some papers on you, huh?
No, I didn't need to get my day in court because, see, one thing about people, they do stuff for entertainment and show some stuff that's not, first of all, that's not even my name. Second of all, she did that for a show and entertainment because the simple fact is, if she would have did her homework, she would know my name. So whoever fed her that, I don't get into all that foolishness. But no, that's not my name. So I don't have no day in court as in right now.
Okay. So is it true that, Keisha, this is Jasmine again. I don't remember what happened. I don't remember the story, but I know something that stuck in my head that you, she was online and you was either beating her up or macing her, and then you felt sorry for her, so you left.
Well, I'm not going to get into all that. Only thing I'm going to say is this, with the whole situation. The whole situation is me and Jay never had a problem. I ain't never had no beef with her. She came to the left on me because something happened between Tick Tick and my father, Tony. I don't know if y'all remember that whole incident, the whole story. But Father Tony and Tick Tick had a little session back and forth when he became an Ebony. He was feeling it, this and that. And Lawrence and Father Tony was going at it. When Lawrence and Father Tony was going at it, when Tick Tick got involved and jumped in the situation, anybody who knows me, Father Tony is a father to me and a really, really, really close friend to me. So, therefore, when Tick Tick got involved, I stepped to Tick Tick like, bitch, you need to mind your fucking business. Jay came out of nowhere. Mind you, we ain't never had no problem. This been my sister for, 7 years? Came out of nowhere and said, oh, husband, don't worry about this. I got this bitch, Miss Keisha. She's a Kiki. So, bitch, me and her had our words back and forth. So the last conversation me and her had was she was going to, when she saw me, bitch, she was going to pull her gun and she was going to shoot me. And that's how I looked at it. That's how I looked at the whole situation. When I seen her, bitch, you was going to pull a gun and you was going to shoot me. Bitch, I'm from D.C.
You
got to
get her
bitch,
first.
When a bitch said they're going to shoot me. Exactly. When a bitch said, bitch, the next time we see each other and it's on, that's what it is. And that's how I took it. But I can say this. And I'm only going to say that. It's to be paid. Like, that whole situation, I'm not even thinking about it. I went on about my day the next day, and I'm going to continue to go about my day.
Well, that's always what's important, honey. Just don't let a bitch, you know, don't sleep on a bitch, but, you know, you just continue to do your business and do what you got to do. That's what's important. And at least you're okay and ain't nobody hurt over this. And people need to stop making threats, though, honey. I hate all these little threats, you know. Come on with these threats. Yeah. Everybody need to calm down, child. We fighting each other for what? Do y'all see what they doing to us? Do y'all see what they doing to everybody? Come on.
But my thing was about her is, man, you people don't realize you, man, you've been going back and forth. You've been threatening this and that. But then why play the victim? Honestly, anybody who knows me, I spared her by just keeping it moving, making her keeping it moving. Because the old bitch, she was
supposed to keep on
knocking me. I would have smashed her shit in. I spared her. I kept it really cute and cunt with her. But that's what the gang is. Because she was a sister of mine. So, bitch, I don't go in being friends one point in time and go in for kill because we were sisters one point in time. But, bitch, you entertain a bunch of faggot shit. But when the girls be like, oh, girls, don't be fighting. Y'all supposed to be ladies. Ladies fight more than fucking men. Let's get real. Bitch, all through high school, all you see is women fighting over a man, over bullshit, over clothes, over shoes. That's what women go through. But see, the difference between men and women, a woman can fight today or tomorrow and be girlfriends a week later. That's how we operate. That's how we always get. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Is it true that she was screaming saying, please stop, please stop? I'm answering the question.
Yeah, that's what stuck in my head,
yes.
Honey. I knew that you felt sorry for her because she was saying, please stop.
She was,
and if she said she was a blind woman running, screaming, please stop, don't meet me.
Yeah. And she apologized to me.
Oh.
Damn. Oh, I see. Well, that was nice. So there was no need for the back and forth and Zsa Mizrahi getting into it in the room the day after. She apologized.
That's just what the kids did. You know,
well, I'm glad everything worked out.
People get more hot with the situation, but you know, life just goes on.
Right.
No hard feelings. I don't have hard feelings to no one, nobody.
Right.
I'm getting into that foolishness.
So on that note, I guess, you know, Keisha's over it. And that's that.
And it's done. It should be done.
That's that. Thank you, Keisha, for clarifying the situation.
Thank you.
Yes, Keisha. Thanks for gracing our, you know, the platform, and thank you for listening and being a part of the show tonight.
All right. All right, Jasmine. All right, London.
All right.
All right, dear.
Bye, sister.
Call me later.
Will do.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's so good that we got a chance to hear clarification on a topic that was addressed at one time, and it looks like it went in a different direction.
Right, and she came on like a very sweet girl, and people make it out.
And she really,
to be.
Really did. And I like
yeah. The way they made her out to be, she sounded like, you know, she was a dangerous lady.
Well, one thing about my sister is that my sister is a very, 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 very passionate person, and she really don't fuck with nobody. If anybody knows Keisha or whatever, anything that she gets in, 9 times out of 10, it has nothing to do with her. More than likely, she's taking up for someone that she loves or whatever, but
yeah,
if she loves you, she loves you down or whatever. She don't fuck with nobody.
Work, Keisha.
No. Work, Keisha. Prada, you still on the phone?
I'm here.
So you think J-Rock can really walk? Would you, what is your opinion on J-Rock winning realness? I mean, not winning realness, getting his 10s at the Agua Bowl.
Shake.
Oh, good. J-Rock, no, I think he a kiki. That's my brother. I love him, but girl. She already know.
Well, I'm very proud of J-Rock, honey, and don't let nobody take away that your shine, J-Rock. Whoever been complaining about it or was on the sidelines reading and stuff like that, you still did it. So I'm proud of you.
Oh, well, thanks. You know, I just, like I said, I just keep calling people out to the floor. A lot of talkers out there and less walkers. Needs to be more walkers and less talkers. I don't understand that.
So let's call it out tonight. Let's call it out. Name 3 people, J-Rock, that you would like to see on the floor and for what category. It could be anybody. Legend, statement, star, icon, anybody. Name 3 people that you would like to see on the floor and what category do you want to see them for?
J-Rock said he's coming for Andre and his runway.
Oh.
Come on, hey, J-Rock, name them really quickly. Let's go, J-Rock. I know they be making you boil. Go ahead. Who are they?
Oh, I ain't making me boil. I don't even know who to call out. My thing is, if you think that you can beat me in your category, call me out and I'll see you in your category.
In
well,
their
I'm calling
category.
You out for that, Grammy.
You call me out. I don't care if you're an icon or a legend. It don't matter to me. If you think that you, if you want to see me on the floor, then come see me, and I will gag you.
Oh.
All right. Jason, call 3 people out that you want to see. Come on, Jason. Who are they?
I don't want to see nobody.
Jason. I know
Jason
that this is a good girl
like
now, Jason. You know that I know that there's a couple of people you really want to see. Who are they?
Yeah, but I don't want to see him on the runway.
Oh.
Where do you want to see them at?
Mercy.
You could tell when a bitch is watching my Vista or whatever that
actually,
shit is called.
Actually, I'm playing Angry Birds.
You play Angry Birds. I never got into that game.
Shamika, who you
want to
see on the floor?
Who I want to see? I don't know. Who I want to see? Sanaya.
What you want to see her for? She became playing. I love her. That bitch went for the top.
I don't
top.
Know how that was work because, no, but I'm serious. I really was looking into getting into a house. It's like too confusing. You don't know what house to get into. I would rather, you know, be nothing and just show up.
Because
I was planning
right.
to gag the girl at the next latex ball. I will be there.
Did you try to go for the juggler? You.
So what you want to see tonight for,
yeah.
Shamika?
I don't think that's right, though, because I don't know how it would go. I don't even know what's the category.
Sex siren.
Sex siren?
Mm-hmm.
Tim Queen performing.
Performance.
See,
and Trilogy. Perfect 10.
What is Trilogy?
Perfect 10, face, body, and realness.
Face, body, and realness.
Oh, cool. So you don't have the bulb or anything? You just, you standing?
No. The face, body, and realness.
Oh, well, we could do a trilogy because I will win.
Ooh.
It could be face, body, and realness.
Yes,
face, body,
she
and
says
honest,
she can.
I will win. No, I'm serious. I will win.
I know that's right, Shamika. London, who do you want to see?
I definitely want to see Naomi on the floor.
Ooh.
And
ooh.
I just want to sit Miss Pregnant Jasmine Khan down because,
oh
you know, she had to come for me and I paid it because of what I said last show. Somebody reported to her and she was like, oh, I see Shamika as a fan. I'm like, girl, I didn't even reply to her. Like, I'm not a fan if I'm talking about your big-ass belly. Like, I'm not a fan of you. I told you I paid you balls. I paid you dubs a long time ago, bitch.
I just want to sit that child down.
Jasmine's a
sweetheart. No, she said that. I didn't tell her anything. Somebody told her about the show.
You know what? I want to battle her and Ashley together and eat them both.
Oh, shit.
That's like getting two sides of macaroni. The same fucking thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
And J-Rock, Dick, who do you want to see?
Oh, God. Rodney for realness.
Mm-mm. Not for the cocktail.
Boogie for twist.
For the cocktail.
Boogie for twist. And... I would love a piece of Deja's hand performance.
You want to see Deja for hand performance?
I do indeed. I do indeed.
Prada, who
do you want to see? I do indeed.
Yeah,
Prada,
who do you want to see?
I mean, it's no certain person. I mean, I'm open to all competition. I mean, whoever want to bring it can bring it.
Oh.
Anybody who want to meet me at the bag, just make sure you bring it for what the category is calling for. I mean, I think the judges are real shady. Like, bitch, they don't pay attention to real talent when they see it. But, you know, that's my opinion.
They say raise the talent, stop the violence, but then they let hoes get through and don't pay attention to what the flyer calling for. Is that what you're saying?
Same. Very much so.
Okay.
So are you saying if they call for a red shoe and I had on a pink shoe, I could get through?
Yep.
I mean,
this
day and age, you can get through, honey.
Okay. Just make sure your girlfriend is on the panel.
Right.
Give it to me. Give it to your girlfriend.
And if it's a sign, make sure it's spelled right before you get to the judge's table.
What happened with that category? Did they still get 10s because it was a whole lot of
moves? Yeah, they still got 10s.
Well, you can misspell. They got
10. Yeah,
that's not fair.
You can misspell. You can wear fake shit. You can be clogged. As long as you know somebody on a panel or as long as they want you, you can get through. It's my tea.
But that blog, them comments tore their ass up. They were talking about the fake bags and shoes and shit. They wore them out.
Yes, got
them. Yeah, the straight
views.
People really attacked the girls.
A million
really
views,
were.
A million views.
But y'all
right.
remember when they had Sisters in Sin with Gina Gospel, and she talked about how she crafted one of the Zara outfits to say it was from somewhere else? It was a label, some shit. She switched the label, and it was really from Zara offline. So the girls have been doing that for years.
switching out labels?
Yeah, some girls even sew fake mm-hmm. labels in the clothes.
Yeah, that's what who was that on a video with Gina Gospel, the other lady, and they called them Sisters in Sin? I can't think of her name.
Simone Prada.
Okay. She's the one who said it.
Well, I love the hoes that know they fashion that say, Versace don't make that.
Right, yeah.
No, baby, they say get in there, be big. They say they got their Versace, play that, be big.
Well, she said, you have to drive in your car. The boys don't see you in your car. That shit was hilarious.
Well, looks like it's hit my inbox from one picture. So I guess I can walk 6, 5, and 2. And they just threw me a face.
Great. I need to stop pumping,
Jay. Oh, you know what?
Who's
going to
be the judges
for that
ball? Stevie Wonder.
I want to talk about something really quickly. But remind me to bring it up tomorrow. I'm thinking of having on the air, online. Little Kiki Ball, affiliated with the TV, with the Tenza Chop Show, as well as the official ballroom chat. Pretty much, I'll have more details on it tomorrow, but I want to pick like maybe 5 different categories, and I will have a panel of judges on the air. And what we will do is I want people to record themselves participating in a particular category that will be announced. And that night when it airs, your video will be played in the room and the judges on the radio will judge you. And, for example, let's say face. So you will record yourself selling face. And the judges will actually give you your 10s on the air as the video plays, and then so forth and so on down the line, and the winner will get something, da-da-da-da-da. So I'm trying to put it in the mix, just something to kiki and, you know, just have fun about this winter. Nothing major, nothing big, just something to give the girls, something to do for all the girls that are all over the place and don't have a chance to go to a major ball or something like that. So I'll have more details about it tomorrow. I just thought about it right now because I was seeing something. You know, it'll be for categories like face, even performance and stuff, just simple, fun categories, just for the girls that just sit at home and don't have much to do, but we can talk about that later. Everybody say good night. We only have 5 minutes left.
Good night,
everyone.
Not at the same time, Chuck. Prada, say good night. Thank you for tuning in, Prada. Say good night.
Ciao.
Shamika, say goodnight, and I want to see you tomorrow. American Horror Story, don't forget tomorrow at 10 p.m. Go ahead, Shamika.
Goodnight, everyone, and I will be tuned in.
Thank you, Shamika. Dick, say goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Dick. J-Rock.
Goodnight, everyone. Make sure that you practice safe sex.
And be on the lookout for J-Rock's topic tomorrow. I think he's going to post it on Facebook.
Yes.
And tune in tomorrow's show. Thank you, J-Rock. Jason, you want to say good night?
Good night, everyone, and enjoy the rest of your week.
Oh, so you're not going to be around tomorrow?
Yeah, but not the whole night.
What? You know what? Take tomorrow. How about you take the rest of the month off, child? Good night, Jason. London.
Good night, everyone. Check me out. MTV, new music video. Love you all.
Good night, London. Everybody take the rest of the evening and enjoy, and we will see you tomorrow. Have a good one. Bye-bye.